Indeed. Professor Peter Goldblatt, thank you very much for joining us. I think everyone in the studio are all now thinking, well, we've got to probably eat. Everyone's got to have some veg or some fruit for lunch today. Peter Goldblatt, he's a senior advisor of the Institute of Health Equity at University College London. Very much appreciate that. About while we were talking, John Holmes has entered the studio.
Correct. And that is all of it.
That's all you've done. You know, you do your Lonely Lunch Club.
Yes.
How healthy is your Lonely Lunch Club? Because I've seen some of those tweets, and frankly, some of the food coming in is not the healthiest.
Yes, I mean, it depends. I mean, that's, I think the lonelier you are, the sort of more you go down the unhealthy route, don't you? Because, you know, it's comfort food.
I'm definitely a comfort eater.
The weirdest one is, I mean, people take, obviously, we call it the Tupperware Hall of Despair, and I think people take in, last night's whatever in some Tupperware to eat on their own at work at their desk. That's exactly that. And it's gone from the weirdest one was just someone who just brought in some porridge. You think that's not even left over from yesterday night? That's
cold porridge.
Cold porridge. Just to eat cold porridge for lunch.
Was it one of those porridges, those worthy porridges, which haven't got all the sugar and the syrup in?
Yeah, just sort of tasteless glue.
That's basically just like advertising to the world that you hate yourself.
That's exactly. Well, that's what Lonely Lunch Club is for.
Going, I hate myself. Look at me.
Look what I've got. It's the food equivalent. Do you remember in the Da Vinci Code when the monk used to whip himself?
Whip himself. Yeah.
It's the food equivalent of that.
It really is. I said I've spent an entire weekend in Paris. Drinking far too much wine and eating far too much lovely, lovely bread. But you know what? Life's too short. Well, it will be shorter as a result of that.
Yeah, but you know,
life's full of trade-offs, isn't it?
Exactly that. You know what? You know, we just cry lonely tears.
I'm going to bring in porridge.
So we might as well just end it as soon as we can.
I'm going to bring in some cold porridge tomorrow. John, what's on your show?
Well, there will be, speaking of food, meat to win today. We're back.
You see, this is it. Yeah. You're not giving away peppers and blueberries, are you?
Well, you can have a box of organic veg. I mean, that is a choice.
Yeah,
exactly. No one wants it. In a game of banned or stupidly named constituency. It's just to celebrate the local elections, really. That's what we need.
Are we celebrating the local elections?
Well, in a game
when
of
are they
banned,
over? Thursday, TikTok.
In a banned or stupidly named constituency game, yeah. But that's what's going to happen. There's a Kickstarter that's failing that we're going to Kickstarter up the arse. And by giving it radio airtime, this is a man who wants to fill London's underground with cats. He's trying to raise money to do it. We're going to help
him. Well, I'm absolutely supportive of that. Absolutely. John Holmes, thank you very much. He's coming up in just a minutes or so time, actually, after an update from the sponsors. They're the people who make this all happen. I'm done for another day. Back with you at 10 o'clock on Wednesday. Leave you in the capable hands of Mr. John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall, and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to stop men dying from prostate cancer. To help stop prostate cancer from being a killer, search Men United now.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, celebrations in Leicester after the Foxes' historic win, arrests after a girl's drugs death, and find out who's been voted the most stylish man in telly.
Talk Radio.
Leicester City's players are back at their training ground after spending the night celebrating their historic triumph. They defied odds of 5,000-1 to be crowned Premier League champions. Rory Palmer, Deputy City Mayor of Leicester, has told Talk Radio it's a remarkable achievement.
It's a magical time in Leicester. It's great for the city, it's great for the football club, but I think most of all, I think this morning of the loyal fans of Leicester City, those who have been on those away trips in League One a few years ago and have come all the way back from that to what last night brought us. It's absolutely remarkable.
Two people have been arrested by police investigating the death of a 17-year-old girl who'd taken ecstasy. Faye Allen died in hospital after taking a pill at a nightclub in Manchester over the bank holiday weekend. A teaching union has told Talk Radio it doesn't agree with today's so-called kids' strike.
We can't condone the action being taken today, and I think it's a very sad day where parents feel that the best thing to do is to remove their child from a school because they're not confident in what's going on there.
That's Anne Heaver from the Association of Teachers and Lecturers. Thousands of children are spending the day off school in a parents' protest at SATs tests for 6- and 7-year-olds in England. The government denies they're putting more stress on pupils. The new interim chief constable of South Yorkshire Police says he'll listen to the families of Hillsborough victims. Dave Jones, who's the current chief of North Yorkshire, is planning a review of the force. It comes after the suspension of David Crompton after fresh inquest last week ruled the 96 people killed in the disaster died unlawfully. It's understood 16 Labour members have been suspended while an investigation is carried out into alleged anti-Semitism and racism within the party. Leader Jeremy Corbyn has denied there's a big problem after three councillors were disciplined yesterday over comments they made online. Keith Vaz is the Labour MP for Leicester East.
I do think that the row, the way in which it was handled last week, it could have been handled much better. It was a bit of a shambles, I'm afraid. And, you know, it should have been handled better. And now we're on the right track. Let's get a proper inquiry and let's get this done.
Nigel Farage has denied using British taxpayers' money to pay £58,000 for bodyguards. It's after reports the UKIP leader used EU money to fund security at five events last autumn. But Mr Farage insists the cash was for security at party meetings, not his personal protection. And Tom Hiddleston's Night Manager character has been voted TV's most stylish man. He just pipped Idris Elba's Luther to the post. The survey was commissioned by the TV show Lorraine ahead of the High Street Fashion Awards. Keith Lemon was voted the least stylish man.
Sorry, hang on. So, one, right, Luther, he beat Luther, just beat Luther.
Yeah.
But Luther wears one costume that's not particularly stylish throughout the whole five series of Luther.
It's a good coat. It's a good coat.
Well, at one point, he throws it in the Thames, spoiler alert. And then the next series, he's got it back. Went down, fished it out, no one was looking.
Maybe.
Whereas Hiddleston... Absolutely right. Lots of different suits and so on and so forth. Just saying.
Good to have your take on it. Nice cardigan today.
Thanks very much.
Can I do the weather now?
No.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A bright day for most with sunny spells. A few showers across northern England and northwest Scotland. Feeling warm with highs of 15 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. 3 minutes past one. Here's some sport look.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abrahams. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says he's so proud to win the Premier League. The champions of England after second place Spurs failed to win at Chelsea last night. Just a year ago, Leicester were fighting relegation. It's Ranieri's first top division title in 30 years as a manager.
Ah, means the job is good. I'm very, very happier now because maybe if I won this title at the beginning of my career, now I forgot. No, now I'm very, very old man and then I can feel much better.
Meanwhile, Chelsea and Spurs are waiting to hear from the FA if they'll be punished after a bad-tempered game at Stamford Bridge last night. We'll know the identity of the team. Manchester City will play in the Champions League final later, should City get there. Atletico Madrid go into the game with Bayern Munich in the second leg of their semi-final, 1-0 ahead. The game is live on our sister station, Talk Sport. And in tennis, Andy Murray starts the defence of his Madrid Open later against the Czech player, Radek Stepanek.
Finish it.
That's your sport, powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much.
Talk Radio.
Lamb curry. Roast lamb. Roast lamb with jus d'orange, duck a l'orange with risotto, or rice with cod fillet, salmon fillet, tuna steak, or steak. From Trapiche Malbec to Stonehaven Sauvignon Blanc, whatever matches your meal, it's £2 off selected wines at your local co-op. Was £7.99, now £5.99, subject to availability, end 17th of May. Please drink responsibly.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. I brought my baby as well. Saying the word arses. To be honest with you, that is a very, very romantic speech.
Yeah. You look literally homeless.
Only one of your eyes is looking at me. Anthropomorphic wildebeest Luther in Zootropolis.
We could do a sequel about the bucket.
It's not bloody Capital Radio, is it? It's just a gesture.
Just a gesture.
Just a suggestion. It's a good one to talk along to. I've got no hands and I can't sleep. How do you think I feel?
News!
Are they synonymous now, prisons and hotels? You have to suck the lolly off. Well, that's oddly timely, so you can decide whether it's cakes or fire. Do the rest of the review in the rasping voice of Don Cheadle. Wipes his own excrement on a wall.
You wait till you hear what we've got
for
you.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am bound to get on a journey,
right, hello then, good afternoon and welcome. It is your Tuesday that feels annoyingly like a Monday, post-bank holiday, talk radio 1 till 4 thing. I am John Holmes, and like those jets sonic booming over Yorkshire, we now scramble onto your radio, intercepting not a French passenger plane, but rather your afternoon, hoping we don't drop out of radio communication due to a problem. Personally, though, having heard the story about the French plane just losing all radio communications, I have a feeling that whoever designed that also designed the Talk Radio app. So here we are then, 3rd of May. Happy United States Senate Committee on Armed Services and United States Senate Committee on Foreign Relations beginning their closed-door hearings into the world of General Douglas MacArthur being dismissed by US President Harry Truman on this day, 1951. Oh, day, everybody! Happy day!
Comes around so fast, doesn't it?
Every year. I know, it's all we're talking about in the office, isn't it, out there? Yeah. Everyone's dressed up for it. Paul Ross wearing an army hat this morning. I've got a gun. And Julia Hartley Brewer has come dressed as the 1941 invasion of the Philippines. Tell us what you're doing to celebrate the United States Senate Committee on the Armed Services and United States Senate Committee on Foreign Relations beginning their closed-door hearings into the dismissal of General Douglas MacArthur by US President Harry Truman on this day, 1951 day. 87222 for that.
Slight message with the word talk.
Just a message with the talk radio.
Slight message with any word you like.
Thank you. I expect you'd like to know what's coming up on today's exact broadcasting opposite of Leicester's success. Well, I imagine there'll be a made-up news story in the 2pm bulletin. Headline hijack, of course, coming courtesy of you. Make something up, disguise it as a news, and lob it over. Those numbers apply equally. 87222 again. That's Talk Radio and them.
I'm going to have to get used to that.
Fine. Get your nonsense in the news. We'll meet another Lonely What Lunches. That is Lonely Lunch Club coming up shortly, and we'll attempt to improve their sandwiches. It could be you. With first-class bants. Baraka banter. That's banter claws, they say, don't they? Banty McBantface. That's what all the kids say now. No idea what I'm talking about. There's work experience punditry, a diversity paper review, the news in haikus. Plus, we'll attempt to kickstart someone's failing Kickstarter right up the arse. Today, it's a man who is raising money to fill London's tube stations with cats. Details coming. New music discovery in 20 Second Showcase. We will pick a music at random from a pile of a music we've been sent by unsigned bands. We will then play the first 20 seconds of a chosen track without listening to it first. It's what John Peel would have done if he'd thought of it. Plus your chance to win some meat in a forthcoming local election celebrating game of band or stupidly named constituency. Here we go then. Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy hoy.
Asprod Cass is through the glass.
Hello.
Hello there. Marta's all about the buttons.
Hello.
No treble. Victoria smells of news.
Thanks.
Paid intern Cornelius is on holiday. So we've tried to find someone who can read to replace him. His name's Rudd. It sounds a little bit like Reed. It's work experience Rudd, who was literally the only other person in the office. Which means you are Cornelius for the week.
I'm glad your standards were so high.
Yes, they were. Can you read?
almost. I can count to, like, 15 as well.
Right, you're already better than Cornelius. To be fair, the bin can count to 15 and be better than Cornelius, but you were cheaper, Rudd. I'm John Holmes. It's Tuesday afternoon. It's Talk Radio's Talk Radio thing from Talk Radio. And it is 1:10, and as Talk Radio's head of music, let's start with some. It's past 1 o'clock now. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Tuesday afternoon. I am John Holmes, and that is Foles, Mountain at My Gates. Ask me why.
Yeah, I'm just warming up. Sorry. Did you ask me to ask you yet?
Well, I was going to ask you to ask me why I'm playing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Foles on Talk Radio, Mountain at My Gates, but. Now I'm going to ask Rudd. Mm. Rudd, ask me why I'm playing Foles, Mountain at My Gates.
You done your warm-ups, Rudd?
Hold on one sec. I'm going to do some stretches.
Yeah. Well, that was only two stretches.
It was some.
No.
John?
Yes, Rudd.
Why are you playing Mountain at My Gates?
Well, I'm glad you asked me, Rudd, because I'll tell you the answer to that question is because a foal, listen and learn, is a baby horse, right? I played that because of today's big story.
What is today's
big story? Good question. I didn't ask you to ask that one, but fine. Today's big story, Rudd and Dave, and indeed you, is, of course, the one everyone is talking about, is that police in Gloucestershire have been slammed for being peeping Toms while on the backs of horses. That's all anyone is talking about. Police force has reintroduced horseback patrols in Gloucester, and residents now claim that mounted police, by which I mean they're on horses, are peering, their words not mine, into their gardens. Peering Toms. So they're peering and peeping. This is, they've enraged the rest. Enraged they are. Not literally not in my backyard. They're using their height advantage on the back of a horse, the police people, to peer into gardens, and residents say this. Even though there is nothing in my back garden other than a trampoline, said homeowner Wayne Jackson, a trampoline and a washing line, it does not give them the right to peer into my garden off of a horse. Man, and he's very angry. He's livid. If I need the police, he goes on, I will summon them. I'm not going to pay for them just to snoop around people's gardens. Yeah, well, you could summon them, but then they won't turn up because they never do they, the police? Mm. So you might as well let them hang around your garden in case a crime occurs, Wayne. What if someone steals your trampoline?
Yeah, or your washing line.
Or your washing line. So, you know, be grateful is what I say. The other issue of this is, of course, which many people are discussing, is that they're blaming the horses, not the police, in this story, because it turns out that horses are responsible for quite a lot of crime in Gloucestershire.
Are they?
Yeah. And not just Gloucestershire. I mean,
across
if you look at the
nation.
Statistics now, I mean, this is a growing issue, of course. Horse crime. I mean, horse-on-horse crime now accounts for, like, 56% of all crime in Britain. Horse-on-horse gun crime, for example. I mean, actually, if you want to see some of the statistics, I do have them here. The majority of males accused of violent crime in this country, 2013 to 2014, were horses.
That's quite a lot.
This is from the Office of National Statistics. You remember Operation Nosebag that the Met launched in, that was 1998, I think, to investigate gun crime in the horse community. You remember that? And 79% of suspects from the horse community are jailed as well. And stop and search on horses is statistically takes up a lot of the police time. Now, this is, of course, because of the they can hide things in the saddlebags and so on and so forth. But people say that's horsist. You shouldn't just stop horses, you should stop other animals as well in the street. I mean, this is quite basically the issue is statistically now, especially in Gloucestershire, horses are responsible for most of the crime. People do not want them underneath policemen, where they can lift policemen to see into their trampoline areas.
That's tricky, isn't it?
So we're going to need to discuss this more, the horse-on-horse crime statistics ever-growing, and this is where, of course, Asprodcas, who's through the glass, comes in. For once again, she has to attempt to book as a guest.
Sorry, I was caught up in the wires there.
Is that because you weren't listening to what was going on and just heard your name called out?
I heard mounted, and then my name.
Trigger words.
Yeah. Very much a safe word. Ironically. Anyway, so we need a guest, Cass.
For mounted?
Stop diffusing the words you heard.
In a way, yes.
Okay.
Do you want to have a guess what we were talking about? Because I know you weren't listening.
Midgets on sheep.
No.
Are we allowed to say midgets?
No. They are real.
Are they?
Yeah, don't worry about it. You have a lot to learn, Ruth. It's horses. I need someone to do with horses.
Oh, horses. But dressage.
No, but specifically horses that commit crime, because the statistics have gone up, the amount of horses that commit crime in Britain, and so I need to talk to a horse-based criminologist.
I've got nothing.
Go and try. You've got 2 minutes. Cheers. While the adverts are on. It's 18 minutes past one. We'll talk to a horse-based criminologist next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's reports coming in of a breakdown on the A1M in North Yorkshire. This is south of the junction 50 for Baldersby.
Better news for Greater Manchester's East Van M62. It has reopened after earlier problems near Wishworth Moor between 21 and 22. All the restrictions have been lifted, but there's still a 9-mile queue yet to clear. A breakdown on the M6 South in Cheshire causing delays around Junction 20 for the Lim interchange. Bristol's East Van M4 remains heavy past an accident near Junction 18 for Bath. And in West Sussex, the A27 in Arundel has been closed in both directions because of a serious accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
A long time ago, on a radio station far, far away.
May the 4th be with you. We are celebrating all things Star Wars on the show with me, Paul Ross. It's the full set Jabba the Hutt breakfast on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross full set breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio.
Enjoy it, you will.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. We're 20 past 1 in the Tuesday afternoon. Now, don't forget, you can react because it's Talk Radio. It's perfectly legitimate that if you have a reaction, it can be to anything. Pollen, washing powder, or immigration.
People are quite passionate about the pollen.
Well, they are. It's because it comes over here from different countries, Rudd. That's why.
It does.
Can you react in this direction, 87222?
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Who's been reacting in what direction, Rudd?
Chris in Ealing says, I was in Starbucks this morning and they had a small man with pointed ears have a sip of my tea before I could drink it to make sure it wasn't poisoned.
Yes.
Bloody elfin safety.
Good, thank you. If you've got a reaction, 87222, I'm not going to do that again. So the big story then we're talking about this afternoon is, of course, of the rise in crime committed by horses. This is after Gloucestershire police have been slammed for playing Peeping Tom while on horseback. The suggestion from the people of Gloucestershire is that the horses are aiding and abetting this crime, really. And on the phone to talk about this, I do believe we do have a man who knows a thing or two about crime. It's Peter Blexley. He's a former Met detective. He does other things now. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. What else do you do now, Peter? Because I know you do many things in this field.
Well, I write plays for Radio 4. I've written a couple of books. I consult on television drama.
Yeah.
And sometimes I operate in the commercial security sector.
Right, so you know what you're talking about, essentially. That's the main
thing. I'd like to think so.
Okay, good. So, let's talk about this horseback story, because a lot of people getting a little bit annoyed about it. These are police riding horses that are now looking over into people's gardens to investigate, and I'm quoting, trampolines. And nothing more than washing lines. I mean, what do you make of this, Peter?
Well, it's frankly, it sounds laughable. But, I mean, picture the scene in this day and age where the police have such high-tech equipment at their disposal.
Yeah.
Covert CCTV that can be concealed in just about anything. Drones that can go up and spy upon people from some considerable distance away. Hidden listening devices and cameras and all that. And what do the cops do? They resort to somebody on the back of a horse, over somebody's garden fence.
Yeah. A lot of people blaming the horses, I'll be honest with you. In terms of horse-based crime, okay, let's take it in that direction. Because, I mean, do we see a lot of that these days, horse-based crime?
Not on the streets of the vast metropolis that I used to police, we didn't.
Right, okay. I mean, it's... I've got some figures here. I mean, essentially, what have we got? We've got a majority of males accused of violent crime in 2014 were horses. Some stables now are no-go areas for the police. I've got details of ride-by shootings. I've got Operation Nosebag, which, of course, was the Met investigating gun crime in the horse community. I mean, people are saying that horses are committing too many crimes. What's your thought on that? I mean,
I have been a victim of police horse crime.
Right.
I was trodden on outside a football stadium once, and it really, really hurt.
Yeah, and that's assault, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, what would you make? I mean, well, here's the thing. A lot of people are texting in now saying this. It's just saying it can't be a coincidence that horse-related words are used in the context of this. Let me give you an example. People say, oh, they're just horsing around. Oh, it's just horseplay. And we don't say that for any other animals, do we? You don't have cow play.
You do have dogging.
He's rightly pointed that out. You do have that. Is dogging a crime?
I think it depends if anybody's outraged by it.
I see.
Then it can fall under outraging public decency.
What if a horse watched you through the window while you were engaged in adult activity?
Yeah, that would be a clear case of a peeping dobbing.
Let's look at some other examples. Shergar, you remember Shergar? Shergar, a missing racehorse. Went missing after apparently Shergar murdered his nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Never been seen since. Shergar, his nanny, of course, was a goat. Dick Turpin famously rode a horse called Black Bess. Now historians think that it may have been the other way around.
Mm.
And that Black Bess was actually the criminal, not Dick Turpin. That's an example there. Also, a horse is the only ungulate to wear shoes, Peter. I mean, there's not another one, is there? So
not that I can think of.
Exactly. So
but that's not particularly my area of expertise.
No, but I'm just wondering what that tells us, really, about... I mean, yeah. I just don't think you can trust horses. And what's street slang for heroin?
Horse.
There.
And also the classic, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. They're horses. They're going to bring the end of times.
Exactly. So you've got to bear this in mind.
I think you need to try and get some sort of comment from the Independent Police Complaints Commission, because clearly, if there are breaches of the law going on, then they really need to investigate this.
Yeah. Yes, I completely agree. I mean, do you have a? I mean, is there, I mean, there's a complaint commission for the human. There's not a complaint commission for the horses. Presumably, it comes under the same. Sort of.
They're employed by the police, aren't they? So it
yes,
must come under the same banner.
That's right. Well, look, I wouldn't mind talking to if you can put us in touch, maybe with the horse branch of the Complaints Commission, because a lot of people in Gloucestershire are complaining about the horses. Peter, thank you very much. It's been good to talk to you. Other examples, texts coming in. Look at our prisons, John. It says here, look at our prisons full of horses. You know, an over-reliance on horses because of the horse-on-horse gun crime. Police have been stopping and searching horses. But now police, they're saying that the police horses are being trained to search other horses so they don't appear horsest. So all of this is an issue.
There's also the big underground market for guns that have been kind of specifically designed for hooves. It's a big underground black market.
Yes, I know. Yes, with the where they have to get the trigger guard is wide, isn't it?
Yeah,
they have
it's
to
very wide.
Get the whole hoof through the hoop in order to pull back on the trigger. And of course, is it a coincidence that Roy Rogers' horse was called Trigger? I don't think it was. If you've got an opinion on horse crime, we'd like to hear about it. 87222.
Same message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio on the...
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, thank you very much. We'll take your reactions on that. Rudd, if you could collate the reactions coming in on horse crime. In not that long at all, we're going to, in conjunction with every other bloody radio show on the radio today, mention Leicester.
What?
You have to do it. There's a contractual obligation to join in with something like that. So we are going to be mentioning Leicester at some point.
Oof, let's gear up to that, shall we?
Yeah, but I need to do it because I've been listening to the radio.
Have you?
Yes, today. And what's happened is all radio stations that are music-based have been playing songs by bands from Leicester. Now, I wasn't aware there were that many. I thought it was just Kasabian.
Yeah.
But it turns out there's more bands from Leicester than Kasabian.
There are up to 12, John.
Because I thought Radio 2, I'm talking to them specifically, who were trying to go all big on it earlier, I thought, you're going to run out.
Yeah.
You know, a Leicester Fiesta, as they called it.
Is that what they were called?
Yeah. Right. They're going to run out because you've got 12 bands. And if you just play the same 12 records over and over again all day, then essentially you're Capital Radio. So, you know, you can't... Or Radio X. You can't... Or Heart. You can't do... Or any other commercial... You can't... it's just not going to work, is it? So, bands from Leicester.
Kasabian.
There. Do you say there are another 11?
Well, so all I managed to unearth is a post from an article from the Leicester Mercury.
Yeah.
Called 12 Bands That Are From Leicester.
Okay, good.
From December of last year, so it's quite recent.
Yeah.
Shawaddy Waddy.
Shawaddy Waddy. Can you still do that?
Nope.
Okay.
Basement Jacks, that's a curveball.
Basement Jacks. I've got a story about Basement Jacks.
Have you?
Yeah, it's too long for before the news. Okay. But later say, what happened when your friend did the catering for Basement Jacks?
Basement Jacks catering.
And I'll tell you about that.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Fine.
Off of Leicester.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mark Morrison.
Return of the Mac.
Correct.
Yeah.
The band Prolapse.
Oh, God.
Acted between 19...
Wait.
Yeah.
When did their record come out?
There it
come
is.
On. Come on. Thank you. My comedy wrote that. Just then.
Just then, what then?
Yeah.
They were active between 1992 and 2000, John.
Yes.
Do you know them?
No.
No. Then we're getting into... Oh, Corner Shop.
Oh, okay.
Off of Brimful of Asher.
Who Ian Lee was racist about on Celebrity Pointless. Great.
Ian's favourite band.
Just go back on Ian's timeline if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Sam Bailey off of The X Factor.
Don't care.
And then it gets quite tenuous. John Deacon, the bassist from Queen.
That's not tenuous.
No, but that's not a band. That's just one quarter of a band.
But the paper's called Leicester Mercury.
So that's true. That's true.
That's two of the band.
Okay.
There you go.
Fine. And then the band.
And it's also the month of May. When you're telling me this, Brian May.
Thanks. Thanks for pointing that out.
There you go. That's so three out of, that's
Roger
three out
Taylor.
Of Queen. Yeah. Is there a Taylor's in Leicester? Yes, I bet there is.
This is the worst documentary about Leicester I've ever experienced.
Hey, everyone else is talking about Leicester, so a bloody we.
Yeah, there it is.
Right, we'll be back with... I haven't even said what the texting's going to be yet, but I've got an idea. I've got an idea. Bear with me.
We've just done a list of bands from Leicester.
Correct. Oh, that's exactly what Radio 2 did. They get away with it. Right, 1:31, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A few lucky Leicester fans are a lot richer today after taking a punt on a highly unlikely bet at the start of the season. They were 5,000-1 to win the Premier League trophy. Lee Herbert put £5 on those odds.
When the cash out got to £14,500, it was just, I didn't know what to do. My heart, everything was just falling to pieces. It was, I had to do something. So I cashed out £2 on my bet. Got £5,600, left £3 running, which I collected £15,000 last night.
A man and woman have been arrested in connection with the death of a teenage girl from ecstasy. They're being held on suspicion of possessing a Class A drug with the intention of supplying it to 17-year-old Faye Allen at a nightclub in Manchester. The schools minister says many 6- and 7-year-olds in England don't even realise they're taking tests, which many parents claim are damaging them. Thousands have kept their children off school today in protest that SAT's getting harder. The Defence Secretary says more than 600 Islamic State group fighters have been killed in airstrikes in Syria and Iraq in the last month. Michael Fallon says that brings the total to 25,000, bringing IS forces to their lowest level in 2 years. The chief constable of the North Yorkshire Police Force has been drafted in to oversee the South Yorkshire operation in the wake of the Hillsborough inquest verdicts. Dave Jones is planning on carrying out a review of the force while he runs it temporarily. And David Hasselhoff has got engaged to his Welsh girlfriend Hayley Roberts. He popped the question to Hayley, who's 27 years younger than him, during a beachside picnic in Malibu. The weather, bright day for most with some sunny spells, a few showers across northern England and northwest Scotland. Feeling warm with highs of 15 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thanks very much. Don't you like my cardigan? I mean, you dissed it earlier.
I didn't diss it.
What did you do then?
Did you think I was being sarcastic?
Well, you sneered.
I sneered? Yeah. It's charming. I like the pink seams.
It's not pink. It's red.
That's not red.
What, Rudd?
On your shoulder, there's pink.
Yeah, it's pink, mate.
Where?
Definitely pink.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's yeah, textbook pink, that, mate.
That's red.
Yeah, it's light red, a.k.a.
3-1. Say it's pink. There's nothing wrong with pink, John.
No,
it's
I'm not saying, I'm not saying there is.
Well, it seems like you are.
No, I'm just saying that's fine. All right, good. Anything else?
No, I'm done.
And the weather.
Can I go now? Yeah, I've done the weather. Are you listening?
Literally not.
What is interesting about today is that Dave's turned up with exactly the same glasses on that you wear.
I know. I think
it's a bit weird, isn't it?
He's taking tips from me. He just wants to be me. He'll dye his hair soon.
Ginger producer Dave turned up today in a pair of ginger-coloured glasses, speaking of things that are coloured and weird, right?
All right.
And which is a bold move for someone with ginger, a lot of ginger
it's colouring, hair. You know? You want to style your stuff on your face. And
John,
all
they're lovely.
Thanks, Victoria.
Well,
Lovely. Hear that?
She's only saying that
your cardigan's a bit weird. My glasses are lovely.
We're going to return to this subject. 1:34.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adults only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At 25 to 2 on the Tuesday, good afternoon. I am what that bit of production said there. Just before we move on to Matters headline hijack, a lot of horse reaction coming in. Of course, this is the story that that horse-on-horse crime has increased, especially in Gloucestershire. Operation Nosebag, which was the Met's operation in 1998 to investigate gun crime in the horse community, of course, has said to statistics 79% of suspects are now arrested from the horse community with gun crime. They have special guns, of course, as we were talking about, and which is where why that horse was called Trigger that time. The majority of males accused of violent crime in 2014 were horses. Some stables are no-go areas. Rod, what's coming in on the reaction?
Well, our texts are lighting up. This is from James in Tooting. He says, I think we need to ensure that people know that not all horses are criminals. Otherwise, this could really get out of hoof.
Yeah.
And then there's one as well from, who's that? That is Dave. In, he's in Leicester, actually. He says, I was mugged by a horse last week. He took all of my sugar cubes and carrots.
Yes. Well, they do that. I mean, this is the advice is, of course, if you're walking around horse areas late at night, then do keep your carrots and your sugar lumps well hidden. I mean, it's like catnip to a horse. We said this earlier. They are the only ungulate to wear shoes, and what does that tell us in many ways?
It's good for sneaking around. Yeah, it helps them sneak up on you.
And it's just a short step from shoes to a stocking face mask, isn't it? You know, over the horse's face. If you've got an opinion on a horse, a criminal horse, what head was that in the bed, John? Good point, isn't it? Then do let us know. 87222.
Start a message with a word.
So talk. Thing with the thing and the Twitter.
Anyway, like.
It's some minutes to the hour of 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, you'll know if you're a regular listener that in the 2 o'clock news, which will come out of Victoria's potty mouth, will be a made-up news story. It's what we call headline hijack. We'd like you to hijack the headlines, and we'd like to do it in around 20 minutes' time. But the lines for it are open right now. It's there to confuse the people who don't hear this bit of the programme. Perhaps they are out for lunch. Perhaps they've popped out of the office. And they'll get back at the desk at 2, you know, tune back into this, and the first thing they hear is the news. And because it's the news, they'll believe it, because it's done by Victoria, who sounds as though she knows what she's doing. Doesn't, but she sounds like she doesn't. So, headline hijack, made-up news stories, 87222.
Start your message, John.
Yes.
With the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter, at Talk Radio.
You can start your message with any word you like.
What's coming in here? The Children's Union. Now, you've heard about this, of course. Children on strike today. Parents keeping children out of school in protest against the forthcoming SATs test, saying it's too stressful for young children of primary age. And the Children's Union has now released its demands for the children to return to post in the midst of the strike. Chocolate milk at break time. Not run of the milk.
Hey.
But chocolate milk plus 15 minutes of increased nap time.
Reasonable demands, John.
During the day. They're not unreasonable.
Reasonable demands.
Not unreasonable demands.
We need to stand by them.
So thank you for that. Ian sent that. Thank you very much for that. Rod, what have you got?
This one's from Bill in Wandsworth. He says, what does he say here? He says, coffin makers in Birmingham have caused controversy by experimenting with glass caskets. Whether they prove popular remains to be seen.
Interesting. I like the way three of the words in that sentence would be pronounced differently if I'd read them.
Yeah, I was thinking that, because I was thinking they'd be called glaskets, but then he said glass.
Yeah. Glass carts. Yeah. Apologies.
Because he's from the southern.
Glass carts.
Yeah, glass caskets, glaskets.
Cough and markers and barming hard. cause controversy.
Controversy, not controversy, is it? I don't know.
Controversy.
Controversy.
Yeah. Okay. Good. What have you got, Dave?
I got a headline, John.
Don't care. Right, okay. It's 1:40, and that means someone somewhere is having lunch alone.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Shall we find out who? It's Lonely Lunch, of course, the Lonely Lunch Club. If you are lunching alone, if you are a lonely what lunch, then this is your moment as we become your virtual friend and colleague. Let's go to the phone lines and online -3. It's Miles. Hello, Miles.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Are you lonely, Miles?
I am.
Why are you lunching alone? Let's start with that.
Well, I work with a load of accountants, and accountants tend to be quite sort of antisocial unless they're in the pub.
Right.
So, you know, I'm kind of just left here on my own, really.
Okay. Are you working in an accountant's office, then?
Yes.
You are.
I look after the bank accounts, and that means I'm not particularly important, unless they want something done quickly.
Yes. Well, I mean, accountants, you're right, it's a lonely breed, isn't it? It's up there on the hills, just them and their numbers, sitting there out in the all weathers, isn't it? Up on the hills, all weathers, just with their numbers, calling. You know, someone's got to keep the numbers herded and controlled. And that's what you go up there and just sit there, make sure, you know, wolves don't eat them and that kind of thing, isn't it, in your job?
Yeah, they just sit there on Excel all day. I don't know what they do.
That's Excel, yeah. So it's not surprising you're lonely lunching. Do people go out of the office for lunch, though, or do they just go back to their different rooms, Miles? How does it work?
Well, they all just kind of hide around their desk, to be honest.
Right.
But just sort of keep working. I don't know. They never seem to stop working. I don't really know why, but...
In my mind, you know, the world of accountancy is sort of panelled rooms. It's not an open plan office. Is my feeling of it right, or is that wildly out of date?
I think it's about out of date, I'm afraid. They just all sit around their big desk, and then there's a big barrier, and then we all sit the other side of the desk.
Okay. What are you having for lunch?
Well, I was hearing you and Julia speaking earlier about porridge.
We were.
And I haven't got porridge, but I have got this sort of meal shake stuff, which basically just tastes like porridge.
Meal shake?
Yeah, so it's like a meal replacement thing.
Well, I got.
Is it like the kind of thing that astronauts eat, like where it's all compacted into like a little tube?
Well, sort of. It's just sort of basically it just tastes like sort of porridge. That's about what it tastes like.
Why are you eating this?
Well, I got bored of having the same thing every day, so I thought if I'm going to have the same thing every day, I might as well have something even more the same every day.
Why not have the same thing every day that's nice?
it's edible, you know. I mean, it's fairly edible. Easy to make.
You know my 3-year-old thinks worms are edible, but I wouldn't, you know, necessarily have her eat them every day. I mean, every other day is fine.
Don't come in different flavours, though, do they, John?
They does after she's finished with them, dipping them in stuff.
But yeah, I mean, this does come in different flavours.
Yeah,
so,
but
know,
that's like a... it doesn't taste of different flavours, does it? Really realistic.
Yeah.
Does it?
There's vanilla and chocolate and strawberry and...
Are you on some sort of weird diet, Miles?
No. I'm just sort of trying it out, really.
Fine.
I thought it was more interesting than having sandwiches every day.
Well, it's not. I mean, no wonder no one is talking to you. They're probably going, oh, God, there's Miles with his supplement. That's what's happened there. Look, we can role play this a little bit. That's fine, because that's given us I mean, you know, this is where you get to chit and chat about whatever you like. So, I mean, is there a subject you want me to get to in this little bit of role play?
I don't know. I mean, blind etiquette is a problem, because I sit near the window, so obviously everyone hates me because I like having the blinds open.
Yeah.
They can't see because it's shining in their eyes and stuff.
That's good. Is that why it's called a blind? No? I don't know. Anyway.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, so we're in the office. It's a bit open plan, you know. Here we go. All right, Miles.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm okay, are you?
Yeah, I've just popped over to see if you could mind closing the blind, because it's sunny day, isn't it? It's really in my eyes.
Mm. Yeah, but it's... I can't see if I close the blind.
Well, we could put a light on, mate. I mean, you don't have to... I'm over here herding my numbers.
But what am I going to stare out of the window while I'm bored?
I don't know. Look. Well, look. If you, it's too bright for the rest of the office, Miles. So just do the. Yeah, that. Put the blind down like that. Do that sound effect again.
Did someone close the blinds there? Guys, I need the blinds to do me work.
No, whose side are you on? You're Miles' side.
I'm on Miles' side. We need him open.
No, Miles is an idiot. He's not. Look at him. He's eating a supplement. I also want it dark in here because I don't want to have to sit watching a man's supplement. I don't.
You don't have to watch.
I'm looking at all I can see is Miles' supplement. No one wants that.
Is there a cost benefit analysis to having the blind shut?
Oh, he's gone out of a realm that I understand. I can role play blinds and supplements. I can't do that.
Quick note, Miles. We work in radio because we're not good at anything else.
You literally outflanked us with one sentence. I mean,
hey Miles, your meal looks crap.
that's all I have.
That's our level. Stick with that. Well, what did you say? Cost what now?
Cost benefit analysis.
I couldn't
even begin to guess what that means.
No, I can't see what it is because the blinds
CBA
are
with that.
where you say if something's worth the bother or not, basically. It's very boring.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course it is.
I said they don't do this on this show.
It's accountancy. Well, I've got an accountant's story for you, Miles.
Yeah.
So this actually, how am I going to say this on the radio?
Has it got swearies in it?
No. Anyway, I'll do it the best I can.
Got illegals in it.
No.
You're going to slander anyone?
No.
I'm worried now.
Okay. Okay. This is fine. This is what happened, right? So, freelance, right? Miles, obviously, you know how this works. So I have to go and see my accountant with my books and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And years ago, when I lived in a different house, there's a reason that that's important. I used to just fill in my tax return myself, right? Just lying, you know, telly on. Just lying around on my bedroom floor or whatever, just filling it. Anyway, fine. So I take my tax return to my accountant, who's... and this is why I mentioned the panelled rooms. It was a very posh panelled room, Miles, with a big oak table. And she sat the opposite side to me, and I sat the other side. And as she went through it, you know, just telling me what I could and couldn't claim for. Anyway, yeah. She turned over page 3, right, of extra income or something, and then slap bang in the middle of the paper, in between us both, was a downstairs gentleman's hair. Right, and it was quite an obvious, because they're obvious, aren't they? Quite a big one, right?
Yeah.
And what happened was it just sort of snuck there off my carpet because I've been filling my tattoo on the floor, right? And it was both there, and it was like the sort of puby elephant in the room, and I didn't know, right? Well, I thought, do I react to it? Do I mention? Because she was quite a stern accountant, and I thought,
is she still your accountant?
No,
because of that.
Yes, and I thought, well, do I mention it? Because I could make light of it, or I could ignore it. Now she was choosing to ignore it, and the trouble was, it was in a column. She needed to look down the. So, but her finger was running down the column, and I thought she's going to go through it, but no. She didn't. She went round it, right, and just carried on talking.
That's almost worse than acknowledging it.
Well, listen, I didn't know what to do, so I thought, well, if I try and get rid of it, right, and bear in mind we're across the table from each other, so I thought what I'd do was use plosive peas to try and to try and get rid of the. Right, it wasn't really working, if I'm honest with you. And
she was coughing and spluttering on it.
I was, and obviously it was there, and neither of us wanted to mention it. I could try and get rid of it. I was sort of blowing across the table out to try, but of course that was just going to put it on her. Right. And in the end, you know, we just silently agreed not to mention it because we both knew it was there, and we both knew we knew it was there. And in the end, she just sealed my tax thing up in an envelope with it still inside and posted it to the Inland Revenue, who now think that was my comment on the state of the tax system.
Wow.
But the good news is, at least I don't put all my money offshore.
I'd say that is a thin silver lining.
But you do now pay huge amounts of tax every time they see your name on the system.
Yes, simply because I'm the pube guy. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you, Miles.
Thank you.
Have we improved your...
That has happened to me, unfortunately.
Well, there's still time. Have we... don't hope there's not one in your supplement. Have we improved your lunch in any way at all?
You have indeed.
Excellent. Good. Well, there's Miles. He's our Lonely Lunch Club of today. If you'd like to get onto Lonely Lunch Club, then you can get in touch now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Literally any word you like.
And we will add you to the Lonely Lunch Club list. It could be you talking to us tomorrow. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you? Get out the back of me van.
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays on Greater Manchester's Eastbound M62 after earlier problems between 21 at Mill Row and 22 at Rishworth Moor. The restrictions have been lifted, but the queues are back to junction 18 at the Simister Island. The M6 in Cheshire is really struggling south towards problems between 21A at the Croft Interchange and 21 at Wolston. Two lanes are closed there for the recovery of a broken down vehicle. Oxford's A40 busy again as because of the work at the Cutslow roundabout, and West Sussex A27 through Arundel is closed both ways because of a serious accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 7 minutes to 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, of course, your made-up news stories in the news as part of today's headline hijack. First of all, some more of your reactions, though. Reactions.
Yeah, we've got
coming in.
Got a lot coming in here. This is from Bill in Woking. He says, I can't believe that Labour won't even address the moon. This is lunacy. And then we've got one from Marcus in Knightsbridge. He says, National Rail, more like National Fail.
Yeah, he's
a cheeky
not,
one, that Marcus.
He's not the only person to say that as well. Mm. You know, one other person has. Mm. Should we do the Leicester thing? Or do you want to do headline hijack?
Yes.
Yeah, because this is interesting, isn't it? So in common with everybody talking about Leicester's success, we're not going to be left out, is what I'm saying. So I thought we could join in. And so every other radio station I've heard today is just playing songs by Leicester bands.
Yeah, all six of them.
Well, it turns out 12, didn't it?
Cause you well, John Deacon's a quarter, we decided to say. 11 and a quarter.
Yeah, but then, John Deacon out
then
of Queen.
Mercury.
But then you found that out in the Leicester Mercury. Mm. So that's Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
And then there was, what was the third one?
It's the month of May.
Of course, yeah, makes sense.
And if you went to Leicester and needed some clothes alteration, there'd probably be a tailor, John Taylor.
So it all...
So Queen are from Leicester.
Yeah. Logic dictates.
Kasabian. I've not heard of them.
Shawaddy waddy.
Can you do that?
No.
Okay.
Basement Jacks.
Basement Jacks. I've got some.
Engelbert Humperdumps.
Tell me about that idea. Who else?
Humblebert Enkerdunk.
Yes.
Engelbunk.
Come on, who else is in the list?
That was it, wasn't it?
Well, you didn't read out the full list.
Prolapse.
I don't know when their record came out.
He
just doing the same.
Gets funnier every time.
Corner shop.
Yeah.
Ian Lee's Sam Bailey out of off yeah. of X Factor.
What about Gay Bikers on Acid? Says Alistair. Come on, John. Gay Bikers on Acid.
What?
They're from Leicester.
Are they?
Yeah. I didn't know that either. Well, there we go.
Not according to the Wikipedia page, bands from Leicester.
Well, then Alistair and Wikipedia have now got an issue.
What's the band called again?
Gay Bikers on Acid. G-A-Y-E. B-Y-K-E-I-S.
That is cheeky. That's controversial.
Get autocorrect. Oh, yeah. He's right.
There you go.
Absolutely right.
Anyway, so because all of these great bands are from Leicester,
yes,
and also Basement Jacks, I have decided that today's texting is going to be music and football.
Okay.
Music and football.
Can I have an example, please, John?
You ruddy well can, mate. It could be anything to do with football. It could be football teams, or it could be with song. It could be anything to do with football. So, for instance, you could have Goodbye Yellow Card Road.
Yep. Out of Elton John.
By Elton John.
Yeah.
You could have Half Time Half Biscuit, which is a football term, and then the band Half Man Half Biscuit.
Okay. I see what you're doing.
Very clever.
You could have Deacon Blues, Real Gone Madrid. See? You said examples. You didn't say good ones.
No, I was going to say also examples from the 21st century are also welcome on the text or the tweets.
Such as
the 20th century.
Someone's just come in on Twitter from Jake. It says the Evertones, like the Overtones, but Everton.
Yes. Anything else?
Yeah, we've got AFC Wimbledonny Osmond. We've got Yeah, someone's texted in with this is a good one. This one's from Henry in Blackpool. Chelsea DC.
Well, there you go. 87222, if you want to join in with hashtag football music.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Mm. Any word you like.
Kanye West Brom.
H.
Mitch Albion. Kanye West, guys. Yep. Guys, just me. Fine.
Goals allowed. Anyway. So, Headline Hijack is on the radio imminently. A made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock there to confuse people who don't listen to this bit and only get back to their desks after lunch at 2. That is the point of it. That is what Headline Hijack is. We like you to make it up. And I believe we have chosen today's winner. It will be coming out of Victoria's mouth somewhere in the news, masquerading as truth, and that will be happening very shortly indeed. Producer Dave.
John.
Who has won Headline Hijack this afternoon?
John.
Yes, Producer Dave.
John.
Yes, Producer Dave.
John.
Producer David Susan Fiona Electroencephalograph Crib.
Yeah.
To give you your full name.
John.
Who is one Headline Hijack?
John. Someone called John.
Oh, I see.
And was that confusing?
Yes. Where is he from?
Just for argument's sake, because he hasn't put where he's from. Let's say Leicester.
Leicester. He's from Leicester. Congratulations. Go on, Leicester, a success story. John in Leicester. Well done.
The best thing that's happened to
this
you
one's going
to
be in the papers tomorrow. Forget the football.
Yeah, John in Leicester wins Headline Hijack. Okay, so that made up news story from John in Leicester will be coming out of Victoria's mouth in the news, which is next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit, and 3 years free servicing. Fact.
Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
At TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paint, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau Comprehensive Cover and Non-Fault Claims Only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Unlikely, but we'll go with it. It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Look, here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Leicester celebrates surprise win. New police chief after Hillsborough verdicts. And parents are in a school's test protest.
Talk Radio.
Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says he's so proud to win the Premier League. They've defied odds of 5,000 to 1 to complete what's arguably the biggest shock in football history. Serge from the Banker Sabian was among the Foxes fans partying till the early hours.
Got in the car, got my flags out. I was stood out the sunroof, like proper, like Argent Buenos Aires, mate, all the way down to town. And I was down the ground till about 2 o'clock in the morning, just soaking it all in.
A man and woman have been arrested by detectives investigating the death of a 17-year-old girl from ecstasy in Greater Manchester. Faye Allen died after taking a pill yesterday morning at a nightclub in Trafford. The government says it's not right for parents to take thousands of children out of school today. Mums and dads are supporting what's described as a kids strike in protest at SATs tests for 6 and 7-year-olds in England. Anne Heaver from the ATL Teachers Union has told Talk Radio the implementation of the tests has been chaotic.
Teachers are worried, parents are worried, and unfortunately the pressure that the government, not teachers, the government has put onto schools to deliver a flawed and really problematic testing regime has unfortunately trickled down and parents have had enough.
The new interim chief constable of South Yorkshire Police, Dave Jones, has promised to listen to the families of the 96 people who died in the Hillsborough disaster. David Crompton was suspended as chief following the new inquest into the 1989 tragedy, which found they were unlawfully killed. An investigation into a helicopter crash off the coast of Norway last week has found it was due to a technical error. Ian Stewart from Aberdeenshire was one of 12 people killed when it came down on Friday. It's reported the helicopter involved had suffered from previous technical problems. There's a warning the so-called bank of mum and dad is being stretched to the brink. It's claimed parents who help their children get a foot on the housing ladder are handing them more than half their savings. The average amount they contribute is £17,500. Russell Quirk is a property expert.
The fact that it's forecast that £5 billion will be injected into the housing market by parents, grandparents and so on this year just shows that I think it's got to almost epidemic proportions, really. And actually what the research is saying is that if the bank of mum and dad were indeed a mortgage lender, they would actually be one of the top 10 lenders in the UK.
For the first time, Eurovision is going to be aired live on American TV. It'll be shown on cable channel Logo, which is primarily aimed at the LGBT community, and describes the song contest as the biggest, boldest campus music competition on earth.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A bright day for most with sunny spells, a few showers in northern England and northwest Scotland. Yeah. Feeling warm with highs of 15 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good. I didn't ask you earlier. I meant to ask you about your bank holiday weekend, Victoria, and I didn't...
What did you do yesterday, Victoria?
What did you get up to for bank holiday?
Well, I went to a friend's wedding in Belgium.
That's nice.
That was lovely.
Yeah, then what?
Then I came back to London, and...
What did you have?
Did you do last night?
I don't want to say it like I said it.
You're going to have to.
I had a pork off.
One question. Well, no, many.
I have 12.
You had a pork off?
Yeah.
Who with?
My housemates.
Now your question, John.
What's a pork off?
So I cooked pulled pork, and so did one of my housemates, and we all ate together and decided whose was better.
Who's got the best pork out of you and your housemates?
I don't, apparently.
You don't have the best pork?
Well, no, they were very kind. They were like, oh, let's not choose a winner. But in my head, I know I wasn't the winner.
No. What was better about your housemate's pork than
it
your
was
pork?
Spicier.
It's 4 minutes past two. Here's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Barclays Premier League champions Leicester City will serve as the ultimate inspiration for others, according to one of their squad members. 12 months ago, Leicester were battling relegation and started this season 5,000-1 shots
we
to win
this.
The title.
We know all this,
an achievement that was confirmed last night.
We know, Ben.
Foxes goalkeeper Mark Schwarzer told Talk Sport if his side can do it, anyone can.
It gives every other club in this country, and not only this country, but I think around the rest of the world, hope that, you know, you can break in, you can win the league, you can cause an incredible upset if you have the right players on board, the right manager, the right mixture, and Leicester have just got a spot on this season. It's been incredible.
Cristiano Ronaldo is fit to play for Real Madrid in tomorrow's Champions League semi-final second leg at home to Manchester City. The former Manchester United forward missed the first leg with a thigh injury. The whole game will be live over on Talk Sport. Finally, Andy Murray begins the defence of his Madrid Open title this evening. He's up against Radek Stepanek in the second round. The whole match is live over on Talk Sport 2. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
And Leicester City Council has passed a motion to rename the city following their Premier League triumph last night. It follows a petition with more than 86,000 signatures and means by the end of the year, the city's name will be changed to Winnersville.
Thanks, Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, good afternoon then, and welcome. It is your Tuesday afternoon Talk Radio thing. I am John Holmes. Also in the news, the bones of King Richard III. Add congratulations to Leicester. Now, the recently exhumed remains of the Plantagenet, unearthed in a car park in the newly popular city of Leicester, have joined in with congratulating the football team that have won a thing, jumping on the bandwagon in much the same way that politicians and celebrities do on occasions such as this. The old bits of corpse of the Wars of the Roses star were found in Leicester in 2012 and tweeted that, like David Cameron and Adele and Andor Deck, he was thrilled for the team because he knew it would be reported and thus be publicity. So also, like the likes of David Cameron, Adele and Andor Deck, he wrote, my PR team have tweeted on my behalf to make it look like I'm still very much part of the zeitgeist, despite having been hacked to bits in a field near Bosworth in 1485. If any other dead people tweet about Leicester just to join in, then we will, of course, let you know as the afternoon wears out. It's 7 minutes past 2 o'clock now. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Time now is just after when I last told you what the time was a minute ago, and it's a Tuesday, and that means work experience, punditry, music. That's what we review on a Tuesday. Today is no different because it is one of those things. What is different, however, is our music reviewer. We have a new one today, and those that are a regular listener will know that work experience punditry is there to train the next generation of critics, the next generation of pundits. It's also there because we don't have to pay the people involved, and we say hello to Sian. Hello, Sian.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Sian. What do you, what are you? What do you do?
What do I do?
You well, like music things.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I've just finished an internship.
That's right.
At, am I allowed to say it?
Yep.
At Radio X.
Radio X! Who'd ever heard of them?
Yeah, and now I'm just doing freelancy music-y bits.
Right, I see.
All over the place.
Fine, okay. All right. And how is it over at Radio... We used to be on Radio X. How is it at Radio X? What's going on?
It's going well.
Is it?
It's all right. Yeah, it's going good.
Is it?
Is it worse without us in the office?
It is. I miss you terribly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct answer. Right. how's Chris?
He's great.
Great. So, what are we going to be reviewing, Sean?
So, we are looking at new music releases.
Yep.
And, I've got some great songs for you.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, we'll be the judge of that, won't we?
Yeah, well, apparently so.
Yeah.
I'm going to start off
yes.
with an unsigned treasure that I love. They're called I Am The Cold Man. And it's a little bit cheeky, actually, because they're actually two of my friends. So I give them a little plug.
Oh, wait a moment. Whenever
Is that allowed? I don't think there are any rules, are there?
It is.
Then it is allowed.
Yeah. That's it. No, they're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. They're a folky kind of indie duo.
You're not going to say they're rubbish, though, are you? You're not going to come on here and go, they're two of my friends, but they're rubbish.
Well, we're going to hear a bit, so you can tell me what you think.
Okay, fine.
But, yeah, Michael is from London. Tom, I asked him where he's from today, and he said somewhere near Manchester. So there you go.
Right.
But they're brilliant, and they released a new track called Home this last week, which...
Okay.
I haven't stopped listening to.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a brilliant song. They kind of, one of them plays guitar, Tom plays the piano, and there's an occasional appearance from a trumpet as well.
Always
so
like
quite
a trumpet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But their songs are really, really chilled, and this new one, it's really reflective and lovely, but it kind of sits on the edge of being quite raw and emotional, and then there's these lovely, like, uplifting bits in it and hope. Kind of shines through as well, so I love it.
Shall we have a listen to it? We've got
yeah.
a bit of it?
Okay. Yeah, let's listen.
But here we go.
Darkened halls, fading light, I recall each was bright as the
I detect a little bit of elbow.
Yeah?
Do you think?
I see where you're going.
Elbow-esque, I think.
What do you think, though? You like it?
Do you know, first of all, I wasn't very sure. I know it was only a little clip, but I thought, I've been...
You've gone on quite a journey in the 45 seconds.
Well, the thing is, I did. Yeah.
Mm. That's it.
And I thought, I don't like that. Oh, no, well, wait. Mm. Okay, all right, elbow-esque. Yeah, all right. Mm. So I ended up liking it.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, does it get going at any point? Or?
So that's, well, that kind of moment, that like...
Is there a drop?
Yeah. That moment there, that kind of like build up to the chorus. I love that bit. And that before that in the song, it kind of is quite slow. And the whole thing is the build up to that moment.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the peak moment of the
song. I sort of want it to carry on with its journey, though. I want it to, I see that.
Oh, it does. It does.
I want it to go higher than that peak.
You need to have a listen. You listen to the full thing in all its glory.
I want it to end up like death metal band that we talked about last week when Bernie Clifton accidentally had a death metal band's track listing spot on the upmega. When they were like, that, I want it to end like that.
It doesn't end like that.
Okay, it's disappointing in some ways, but you know, that may be, it's only one song. I mean, they've got plenty.
I can let them know.
Please,
the feedback.
If you would pass on my advice, then that's
John's
fine.
Expert musical,
as we know.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sure they're listening now, so guys,
there
make,
you go. But no, where are they based in London now? Are they?
Michael is in London and Tom is still.
Oh, he's still up there?
Wherever he is, yeah, so he just comes down and.
So they just have to.
They write and record.
Just have to. So what do they do in real life if they're on tour? They've got. The jobs or what
they do. So Michael, he was an intern at the same place.
Oh my god, what is this?
And
return of the interns.
Yeah, but I think he still helps out at Radio X at weekends. It's they're both into radio, so they studied radio together at university, and they're just doing freelancing bits.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
All right, but that's I liked it. So what? Where? What? What do we see? Are they touring? Live dates? That kind of.
They do a few live dates here and there, but they're not touring or anything. They're unsigned. Yeah. So occasionally a gig will pop up and stuff like that. But I know that they're recording new bits at the moment. So
all right. And where would we find them online?
Find them on Twitter at I Am The Cold Man.
I Am The Cold Man.
Yep. And there's links to them. If you search SoundCloud as well, I Am The Cold Man.
Where does the name come from?
So I asked them this. I did ask them this, and apparently they couldn't think of anything. So what they did is they went onto Google.
Yes.
And you know you can get those random word generators.
Yes.
They literally typed in Michael and Tom, and it came up, jumbled it about with I Am The Cold Man.
That's a good way. That's good.
That's a lot better than a lot of bands.
Yeah. Well, that's it. So if you ever need a band, you two, you're going to start a band, just pop it in.
There is already a band, you two.
I'm going to find out what our band would be called.
Oh, do it
John
now.
And Dave.
Do it right now.
And what is it?
I want to be in the band.
Hang on, you can't just invite yourself into our band.
Please, may I be in the band?
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, well, yeah, all right, fine.
John and Dave.
Yeah.
Search.
Yeah. What are we called?
What is it? It's rubbish.
Mm.
Well, go on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Counting.
There's only 6 letter versions. Joanna. This isn't an anagram. Right, come back to me.
I think you're on the wrong thing.
Okay. Yeah. What are you searching on?
I just saw an anagram thingy.
Fine. Anyway. So while Dave comes up with our band name, we'll be back with more reviews with Sian. It's 2:15. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
To Cornwall, where the eastbound A30 at Summer Court is blocked by a multi-vehicle accident at the turn for Newquay, the A30-58 Beacon Road. So causing you problems if you're trying to get between Carlin Cross and Indian Queens. West Sussex A27 through Arundel remains closed both ways after a serious accident near the Ford Road roundabout. Traffic in the area very, very busy. East of Swaffham, both sides of the A47 are struggling because of repairs to a collapsed manhole. Temporary lights have been put up, and 3 lanes on the M6 South in Cheshire are closed for the recovery of a broken down lorry near the Croft interchange. I'm Jarena Adams.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
19 minutes past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes. And just before we talk to Sian about more new music releases, here's Rudd with some of your reactions that are coming in to the studio. Remember, if you do have any kind of reaction, it could be to a to fabric that's been washed in biological washing powder. It could be to gluten, which is a fictional, made-up, trendy reaction. Or it could be to immigration. What, whatever it is, react in this direction. 8722. Start your message with the word
talk.
At Talk Radio. What have we got?
This one is from William in Watford. He says, the number 61, not on my watch. And then this one's coming from Tyler in Southampton. It just says atrocious.
Thank you very much. It is Talk Radio then. I'm what I said I am. And by the way, you know, Dave was trying to Google some sort of band name. We learned just before the break there that I am the Cold Man. Whose music we heard. Their name came about when they put the two members of the band into a random word generator thing, and it came up with I Am the Cold Man out of what are their names? Michael and
Tom.
Tom, that's right. So Dave was trying to make that work, but hasn't. But Mike has. He's just put our names into a band generator, and it's come up with John Dave Yum and the Septic Pros.
I mean, it's...
Mike sent that in.
It's okay, isn't it?
It's all right. It's better than Joanna, which is all you managed to get.
It's quirky.
Yeah.
Java Dond is the anagram.
Java Dond?
Yeah.
Sounds like a Star Wars character.
Doesn't it?
Java Dond. Is this how George Lucas came up with all Star Wars characters and J.J. Abrams? Just random word generators.
Type in their names into the internet.
Right, fine. What are we talking about next, Sian? What band do you have for us?
So, these are a new discovery of mine, and their name is Klangstoff.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
It's another one.
Mm.
It's another one. They're a four-piece indie electronic band from Amsterdam, and I think the best way to describe it, the frontman, Cohen, describes them as dreamy indie with some exploding synth outbursts. It's really interesting, and they've got a new song released last week, called, now I don't know how to say this, but I think it's Armin's World. I don't know, but it's a man's world, but one word. So I don't know if that's some sort of play on words or whether it's Norwegian, because...
Or Dutch.
Or Dutch,
Given that they're not from Norway.
No, but sorry, what? Okay, so Klangstoff, their name.
Yeah.
Klang means echo in Norwegian, and Stoff means dust in Dutch. So
I like Echo Dust.
Echo Dust,
that's a good name for a band.
Sounds good.
Call our band that, mate.
Yeah, there we go. We're Echo Dust.
They've got a new song, and it's I'm a big fan.
Almonds World.
Yeah.
Which is it like Eminem World, but like full of almonds?
Possibly, almonds. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. It. Right. They're from Amsterdam.
Just humouring me now.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what we're always doing, mate.
And I think the fact they're from Amsterdam sort of comes across in their music. It's really, as I say, dreamy and drowsy. Right. And you can see where I'm going with this.
Totally,
right?
Yeah.
So it's super chilled. There's like this interesting hip hop beat in it. There's some wobbly electronic synths in it. And I really, really like it. I was reading an interview with him, and he was saying that he writes all of the music and stuff on his computer, and then the band go and record it all in this kind of Cold War bunker near where they live. So there is this kind of like really cold feel to it, quite urban.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got a little piece.
Sounds dreadful, but let's let's have a listen.
Should be right, but I always think
voice reminds me of someone else's.
I literally was exactly the same playing it this morning. My mum said that, and we just couldn't put our finger on it.
Fleet Foxes-y. Do you remember Fleet Foxes?
Yeah, I do, yeah, but it's not that. It's a vocal. When it started, I thought it just sounded like the theme tune to like sort of a poor quality European animation children's TV
video
show.
Video game.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But then the vocals came in, and that started reminding me of someone, and I couldn't work out who it was, and then I got sidetracked. Well, I didn't hate it as much as I thought I might from your description.
I think it's interesting. Like, it kind of it's sort of urban, but then it makes me think of sort of like vast open. I don't know. There's something like quite naturistic about it. I don't know. It's an odd one, but it's a nice little bit of something new.
Yeah. Well, no, it did definitely have a sort of flavour of East European. Low budget animation children's cartoon, but some sort of character called a Yod or something. Play it again, Martin. Can we play that again, please? The Klangenhofen or whatever they're called.
Klangstoff.
Thank you. Here comes Yod. He works in a shop.
One day,
he's got a friend called Yod. Little.
That's it.
There's definitely something about it. Anyway, yeah.
I can definitely see where you got that from.
Klangstoff.
Yeah, well, I like that. They've got, that's just come out last week, as I said, and they're expecting massive things from these
guys. Are they unsigned now, or are they unsigned?
They're unsigned,
so we could be in there. We could be first.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
Do you have a record label?
Maybe. Dave, we've got a record label. Echo Dust Records.
Yeah,
we have now. Yeah,
done.
Awesome.
Fine, good.
Get in touch.
That should really be our first signing, based on the name.
What have you? What have you got next? Finally, and next.
Next. Next up, I've got my actual favourite discovery of April. So I was thinking, we've just gone into May, and I'll tell you my favourite thing I discovered. It's a girl called Laurel. She's 21 from London, and I sort of stumbled upon this track last month, and it just grabbed me. She's got this gorgeous, husky voice. It's sort of like alternative pop with a Lana Del Rey vibe going on. But this song, it's interesting because it feels very mature. And as I said, she's only 21. It's like this rawness and edge to her voice that feels like it's coming from someone a lot older. But it's very haunting and enchanting. And oh, yeah, I love it. Fell in love with it.
What's it called?
It's called Life Worth Living.
Let's have a listen. These are the days. Take what you need, darling. I'm just here for you. Give me your love and physical affection. Give me the words to hold. It'll take me to the heavens. Laurel.
Yeah.
Life Worth Living.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that did have a bit of Lana Del Rey.
Bit of Florence as well.
Yeah.
The voice is a bit Florence-y.
They all are now, though, Laurel. Aren't they? That's what happens, though, isn't it? Once someone gets successful in a certain genre, then everyone else who comes along afterwards kind of tries to emulate that sort of thing, which is understandable, because, you know, there was a point when everything sounded like Foles. Or editors, or you know that, and that does, I guess, have that sort of singer songwriter, Florence-y, Lana Del Rey-esque sort of vibe.
I read an interview with her actually, and she'd obviously been compared to all those kinds of artists. And they said, "How do you feel about, you know, being compared to all these people?" And she said that she doesn't mind because obviously they're massive artists, and it's such a kind of honour to be kind of. Yeah. Compared to them, so, but yeah, I guess it's hard to come up with something new when that's all that.
Well, I mean, at that age,
at the moment.
You're sort of taking those influences from growing up, aren't you? That's exactly how it works. Yeah. So, but then she'll probably, if she goes on, then she might find her own voice further down the line. Where did you discover her?
I discovered her. I got sent her CD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I was an intern, and as I said, fell in love with it. I just loved the huskiness in her voice, and. Yeah, she's just interesting. All her tracks kind of feel like they're coming from someone a lot older, but then on Twitter, she's still very Like, it's quite cute. She always says, like, my mum's just said this. And I think they're just about to go off and sort of tour America and do some dates in America. And her mum's kind of giving her all this advice. So it's quite nice to see that vulnerability to her after hearing, like, stuff like that. But, yeah, she's brilliant, Laurel. So she's one to watch.
All right. Sian, thank you so much for coming in and doing a music review. You've got to mark everything out of 10, but as an average. So across the board. Just one mark for all three. That's how it works.
Right.
So it's just an average out of 10.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Of my choices?
Yeah.
I'm gonna rate him a 10.
Well, you can't...
there's a flaw in the system, isn't there? Really is, yeah.
I think you should rate them. Who was your fave? Oh, no.
Just thinking.
Okay.
Who was the first one?
I'm the Cold Man.
Yeah, that'll do.
Brilliant. They'll love that.
I like that.
That was my favourite too.
Good.
Thanks for asking.
Fine. All right, Sian, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It is Talk Radio. There'll be more work experience punditry tomorrow. I believe it will be Hipster Nonsense that gets reviewed tomorrow afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Still to come, you can win some meat in a game of banned or stupidly named constituency. It's 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Celebrations are continuing in Leicester after the Foxes became Premier League champions. With odds of 5,000-1, it was one of the biggest shocks in British sporting history. These fans in the city have told Talk Radio they're delighted.
I just wanted Chelsea to do us a favour, just so I can say I was there. And then when we did it, I bombed it down the M1 to join the celebrations at the King Power Stadium. We were there till 4:30.
We've been crying, we've been singing, we've been dancing, we've been celebrating, we've been drinking champagne. Yeah. It's just been non-stop.
Police say ecstasy taken by a 17-year-old girl who later died could have contained double the dose of a normal pill. 17-year-old Faye Allen suffered an adverse reaction after taking the tablet at a club in Manchester over bank holiday. A man and woman have been arrested. The Pentagon says a US soldier has been killed by the Islamic State group in Iraq. He was working directly with Peshmerga forces in Mosul, which is under IS control. It comes as Downing Street's reveal 25,000 of the terror group's fighters have died in coalition airstrikes. 600 of those were in the last month. Thousands of children are spending the day off school in a parents' protest at SATS tests for 6- and 7-year-olds in England. The government denies they're putting more stress on pupils. The business secretary, Sajid Javid, is understood to have postponed a trade visit to Iran to concentrate on the UK steel crisis. Indian entrepreneur Sanjeev Gupta is tabling a bid today for Tata's loss-making business. His metals firm, Liberty House, says it's assembled a team of advisors and financial backers. And the trailer for the new Ghostbusters film is the most disliked in YouTube history. The video has had more than 600,000 dislikes, with some fans campaigning against the all-female remake, which is out in the summer. The weather, a bright day for most, with sunny spells, a few showers across northern England and northwest Scotland. Feeling warm with highs of 15 degrees is more in half an hour.
We should do an all-female remake of this.
Who would you get in?
Well, watch. Right, okay. So what we do an all-female remake of this show.
Okay.
Right. In the next 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. So, open the door. Let's get Cass and Marta in here. Right. Get Sian back.
Yeah.
Because she hasn't gone yet.
Sian, Cass, Marta.
Come in here.
You're coming in.
We're going to do an all-female remake of the John Holmes show.
Yeah. This is just you being lazy.
Do I have to press the buttons?
Yeah. You have to go there and press buttons.
You're ruining radio now.
Am I even allowed to be in here?
Hi, Marta.
What
was it? Well, you've got to do the show. Who wants to come and present it?
You go present it. Come on. Yeah, you can.
Right, Marta's coming to present it.
No, Rudd, you're a boy, get out.
Rudd, you've got to do the reactions.
All right, I'll do reactions, yeah. Go on.
I've worked it hard to put this
on. Dave's gone round to the button.
I'm pressing the buttons. Have you done all the news yet?
Through the glass.
Yeah, you got, just really need to start listening to me, Dave.
We've done all that.
So do I have to, what do I press, anything?
No, don't press... Oh, God.
Can't hear him.
Just press something at random and see what happens.
Okay.
Just press go.
Across the UK.
I'll put an advert on.
Okay. That's not an advert. That's just a trail.
With Penny Smith.
That's Penny Smith.
Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith.
Kill it. Go on that. That's rubbish. Right, she's not. She's great. I love her. But that, you know, we don't want that here. Anyway, right. I'm going to give the headphones to Marta.
Okay.
Right. She's going to ask for reactions.
Yeah.
Right. And then what's going to happen is we're going to go to a talky bed of music.
Okay.
And then carry on.
All right.
Here we go. Here comes the stab.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well,
Well, it's not John Holmes, it's me, Martin, the afternoon here on Talk Radio, and he's cast not through the glass.
I'm not through the glass. I'm here, and I have some reactions.
Okay, hit me.
From Twitter, at Martina said, outrageous. And
what is outrageous?
It's just a reaction. They're just reacting to things.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Everything could be outrageous. What do you think, Victoria?
So outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous. Mm. And also unacceptable has come in as well.
Fair enough. Well, I totally agree. So I'm going to try and fire a bit. Do we have the fader up?
Does he know what he's doing?
I think so.
SPX1.
Yeah, it's not so easy, is it, Dave?
Ah, now you see. Okay, I'm going to fire a bit this one like this.
It's so rocky, isn't it?
I know, I love it. I kind of wish we could play like a real song one day.
Maybe one day we could.
We should do that. I mean, we're not going to do it now.
No, not now, but...
Okay, so...
Where's Rudd's running order?
I don't know. I've got John's running order here.
Oh, good, because I've forgotten what we're doing next.
Okay, so it's almost 5 minutes past two. I'm not John Holmes. I'm taking over. Yeah, just bring it down a little bit, Dave. There you go.
Yeah, it's not
you.
So easy, is it, yeah. when they're over there?
Yeah, it's not so easy. So
I've just had word. It was out there. In fact, this is the most disliked thing in history.
What, your face?
No, my hair.
Your cardigan.
Anyway, that was a female remake of the afternoon show.
That was fun.
At least we're better dressed than the boy version.
That's right.
All day long.
Hang on, I'm wearing your glasses, mate.
That's because you're copying my look.
Cass is wearing a shapeless, fun-loving criminal's black hoodie.
Yeah, but it's still better than your cardigan because it's
FLC.
That's
weird.
Get out now! Okay, Talk Radio in the afternoon. That was pretty well. Look, you've got to be bold and experimental, right? Because they're making this the female Ghostbusters, as Victoria just told us about. So you know, if they can do it, then why not?
Yeah.
That's a female rumour. And do you know what? That wasn't half bad actually. Marta pretty much nailed that. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
I thought she'd like really struggle and find it really difficult, and I thought, it make us look all good, except it didn't.
Become apparent that your job's very easy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think we all kind of knew that anyway. Right, 2:36 then, and eargasm. I say to you the word eargasm.
Okay.
Now, this, of course, if you're a regular listener, you will know that the eargasm very much involves, well, like Talk Radio, you get two different opinions, don't you? Battling it out, the two opinions for supremacy on the radio, and the Talk Radio Tuesday afternoon eargasm is simply where we take two opposing songs and put them together. Now, you'd think that would sound rubbish, wouldn't you? But no, it doesn't, you see. That's the thing. It creates two opposing songs, create beautiful music together. As suggested by James, and if you'd like to suggest an eargasm or get one to us, then you simply can 87222.
Sign your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you like.
This is Bryan Adams versus Metallica. Enter You. 2:39. It is Talk Radio. That is Brian Adams and Metallica. Some of your reactions coming in then on 87222.
Well, this
start
one...
your message with the word
talk.
At Talk Radio.
Any word you like.
What have we got, Rod? What's coming in?
This one's coming from Tyler in Southampton. It says, "How dare they?" Very, very strong reaction.
Okay, thank you very much. I've got this. John, a front door. A front door? Not in my backyard. And you got bloody shoemakers coming over here and taking our jobs. Boot them out the country. That's what I say. A lot of your reactions are safe. If you want to react, 87222.
Five messages with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you like.
And that is Tuesday afternoon's eargasm. Two opposing tunes smashed together in that instance by the mighty persons at Wax Audio. If you've got an eargasm you'd like to share with the nation, then simply get in touch via the methods what I've already said, which you already know about. Now, if you are a regular listener, you'll know that around this time every day we like to, as you'd expect from a talk radio station, find out what the people think, and we go out onto the streets to find out exactly what the people think. Today we went out on the streets to find out what the people think. Do they think
oranges or balaclavas?
Oranges.
Oranges.
Balaclavas.
Balaclavas.
Oranges.
Balaclavas.
Oranges.
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 Balaclavas.
Oranges. Balaclavas.
Balaclavas.
Oranges.
Balaclavas.
Oranges.
Oranges.
Balaclavas.
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 Oranges.
Oranges.
Balaclavas.
Oranges.
Balaclavas.
Oranges.
Oranges.
Balaclavas.
Oranges.
Balaclavas.
Balaclavas.
Oranges.
Oranges.
Balaclavas.
Oranges,
balaclavas,
balaclavas,
oranges,
balaclavas,
oranges,
balaclavas,
oranges,
oranges,
balaclavas,
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 oranges,
oranges,
balaclavas.
There you have it. Now, of course, if you've got an opinion as to whether it's oranges or balaclavas, then do please let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with no oranges or balaclavas. That's how to get in touch. Still to come on... I've just got a text in that says... oranges. Mm. Still to come on the programme. You can win some... Oh, another one. Balaclavas. If you can, if you'd like
good
to
arguments
win,
on both sides.
Well, there are strong arguments, as we know. That's why it's such a contentious issue, and that's the point of talk radio. If you'd like to win some meat, by the way, you can do it later. It's the local elections, of course, towards the end of the week. And to celebrate that, why not play a game of banned or stupidly named constituency in order to win some meat? That plus, next, we help a failing Kickstarter, a genuine one, by Kickstartering up its Kickstartery arse. We'll do it next. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurance Bureau comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Summer Court in Cornwall, the eastbound A30 is blocked at Beacon Road, where you can leave for Newquay by a multi-vehicle accident. No change to Arundel in West Sussex. Both sides of the A27 closed because of a serious accident at the Ford Road roundabout. Northamptonshire's A43 through Broughton has been closed for the recovery of an accident at the Morsley roundabout. There's still queues on the M6 South in Cheshire after a problem around the Croft interchange. Delays back to Junction 23, but the lanes have reopened. And Lancashire's northbound M6 heavy past an accident near the Broughton interchange. I'm Doreena Adams.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 2:45. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, well, a lot of your reactions coming in this afternoon. Let's find out some of them. What's coming in?
This one's from Tony on Twitter. It says, a birthday card for you? That's just not for me, John.
Thank you very much. Anything else, Rob?
And yeah, this one is this one's actually one you might be able to help out with, John.
Sure.
This one's from Henry in Blackpool. He says, John, my friend T1 has recently got into kind of mid 2000s pop punk bands.
Yes.
Can you recommend some for T1?
If you'd like to react, 87222.
Thy message visible talk.
Hang on. Now, I don't know whether you've seen any of the news, Dave.
Oh.
Producer Dave.
Have I seen the news today, John?
I don't know. I'm asking this question.
Have I?
No. Rudd. Rudd, who's in, by the way, if you're just tuning in, Cornelius is on holiday for some reason. So, Rudd is sitting in on the grounds that, A, he was the only person in the office when I looked round, and, B, can read slightly better than Cornelius.
So it's always a bonus being able to read.
You're in. Have you seen any of the news today, Grant?
I've heard of the news.
Yes.
I'd never really kind of got into actually finding out what it was.
Yes.
But
isn't he, Rudd? So maybe he's not quite got into the news yet, you know?
Yeah.
It's quite
I still read Peppa Pig comics and stuff. I haven't kind of graduated to newspapers.
I'm going to get you a box set of the news for your birthday.
It's the best way to start it, isn't it?
Yeah. Start on series one.
Yeah.
How long does it kind of take me to get through the series? Say, if I read a couple of papers a day.
You're going to have to binge it as a box set. But series one, it'll take you to about series 706 to get into it.
Yeah.
But it's worth sticking with. Anyway, I don't know whether if you haven't seen the news. It's quite complicated, the news.
It is. You know what?
What?
I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you, Rudd, because this is the show that does help you get your head around the complicated news. It's the news distilled down to its form, its purest form of the art of the medium and the form of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
HSBC Pro fits full 14%. Should have bet on Leicester.
The news in haikus. Good afternoon to you then. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am a man called the name of John Holmes, and this, if you're a regular listener, is where we extend a helping hand across the internet to varying numbers of Kickstarters. You know, people who have ideas that they're just not going to get turned into reality, often because they're stupid ideas that are the dreams of mental people. But sometimes they're not. And this is where we come in. We like to help a Kickstarter by kicking it up the arse. You know, the kind of idea. People go, oh, I know, I've had a great idea. It's a hotel, but it's just for pirates. Oh, a train made of jelly, because that would help in crash situations. Oh, a pop-up airport in an archway underneath a railway track in Shoreditch, built by ex-offenders. That sort of thing. On the line now for today's Kickstarter is a man called James. Hello, James.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for asking. Now, tell me about your Kickstarter.
Well, it's a fantastic idea of replacing every single advert in a London tube station with pictures of cats to give commuters and other people who are perhaps shopping or out on their daily business a little bit of a moment of zen and a moment of quiet in amongst the sort of commercial craziness of London.
Now, you see, already this has promise. Because you're absolutely right, and let's take it out of London as well. Let's say wherever you wait for public transport, you are bombarded with advertising that you don't necessarily want or need, right? So you're
That's
saying
absolutely right.
Yeah. So essentially, just pictures of cats instead.
Yeah, so it's actually called the Citizens Advertising Takeover Service, and the smarter listeners amongst you will recognise that that's cats.
Yep.
And the idea is, what would happen if we could claw back a public space from advertisers and actually put something that the people wanted up there instead? And what is it that the people like in general? What's the one thing that unites friend and foe across the land?
Yes.
Obviously cats.
Yes.
That we got to.
That's right. Well, I was going to say, why the cat? I mean, is that because of its long and valued history as an amusing YouTube video?
Well, as you know, the internet is still mostly driven by cat videos.
Yeah.
It's such an important part of the internet and all that traffic. So we thought if we were going to fundraise for something to replace ads with, and something that most people liked and might dig into their pockets for £1 or £5,
yeah,
then cats would be the answer. So that's how we set it up. Kickstarter is now going. It's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
But we do need your help.
Yes. Well, I can't think of anyone who wouldn't like to see this. So in terms of how much money you need, what does it cost to take over a tube station and replace all of the advertising with cats?
Yeah, well, that is a good question, and one that I've asked myself many times. We actually spoke with one of the companies. They're called Exterion.
Yep.
And they said that for around £20,000, you can get about 25 posters on some of the bigger London tube stations.
Right.
So that should at least do a platform, if not a little bit more.
Yeah.
The other option we have is doing an escalator. So you can imagine those smaller posters or the digital ad spaces, just hundreds of cats as you were going down the escalator. The idea is to have no branding, no brand, no product behind it.
No.
Just beautiful moggies and nothing else. So we can do it, but it's a fair amount of money.
Have you already sourced the cat pictures or indeed cats?
No, we haven't. That's a very good question. Part of this, I suppose the appeal of this, is that if people give a certain amount of money, they can send in a picture of their own cat.
Good.
And have the cat featured. So we are sort of talking to the community. We've had about 120 backers so far, which is amazing.
Yes.
At catsnotads.com. That's how you find it. And people are absolutely delighted by the idea of sort of visiting a tube station and seeing their cat famous, and where they can take a selfie, they can sort of watch other people just staring dumbfounded at their beautiful pet.
What if, and let's extend your Kickstarter idea, right, you can add this on, it wasn't just pictures of cats, but cats.
Well, actual cats.
Actual cats. Because if you think about it, you stand on a tube station in London, which many people have done, what do you see occasionally running around in the rails?
Rats.
Mice and rats, exactly. So, and people don't want to look at that either. A rat, a dirty, stinking rat, is the equivalent, is it not, of that Beach Body Ready advert that was all over the tube at the time.
That's the sort of rodent equivalent of that advert.
Yes, right. So what I'm saying is, rather than have to look at that, a rat, the cats would get the rats, but also we'd get to look at cats. And what do people like more than pictures of cats? Cats.
Yeah, I can see it working. I think we'd have to approach the advertising companies with a very special, specific pitch.
Yeah.
But I think they might just go for it.
The thing is, though, I'm just thinking outside the box here. It might get hijacked, because what you'd create something very successful here, and here's where it could go wrong, James, right? Because I think it would be a success. But what would happen, it would then be hijacked, wouldn't it, by advertisers who would paint their adverts onto the back of cats.
Absolutely.
Because think, oh, people like cats, and now we can use the liking of cats, and you put advertising on the... So if you can imagine a cat, quite a big one, with the Beachbody Ready advert painted on the side of it, this is what would happen. And then people would resent cats, and then hate cats, and then not look at cats anymore, if we follow it through to the end, and then the internet would collapse. So you could be responsible for bringing down the internet, eventually.
I mean, those unintended consequences are something you can't legislate for, but you're absolutely right. I mean, the idea of a Beachbody Ready cat, or indeed a British Airways cat, is sort of too terrifying.
It's abhorrent, isn't it? It's abhorrent.
It is.
And what if someone shaved a cat down and put it in a bikini, like in the advert? What I'm saying is, if that happened, you know, could you live with yourself?
I suspect it's happened before, but probably not in such a public place. Mm. I mean, obviously, I'd feel deeply, deeply sorry for the cat itself.
Yeah.
But I just hope that the commuters were able to get over the trauma once they got home.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just throwing out there. It's just worth thinking about, isn't it? The consequences of these things, that's all. Tell me how much money you've raised so far again.
So far, we've raised just under £3,000. So we're sort of 10% of the way there. We've got 3 weeks left. As I say, it's catsnotads.com. That takes you straight to the Kickstarter page.
Catsnotads.com, good.
That's it. That's very, very simple to remember.
Yeah.
And really, we're just looking for £1 to £5 donations, even very, very small amounts, because then you're kind of in the gang, you can get all the updates. And indeed, we need your advice. What kind of cats should we feature?
Yeah.
What kind of posters are we aiming at? And indeed, what stations would be best for?
Are the rules are that they just be simple pics of cats, or can the cats be, you know, can people introduce props into the cat pictures? What's the criteria?
Well, we want it to be peaceful and a sort of, a calming alternative to the barrage of product ads. And you've already mentioned the Beachbody Ready one.
Yeah.
There's plenty of ads like that. They're so busy. They're kind of in your face all the time.
Yeah.
The idea is that these will be a calm alternative. So if you can think of a cat prop that would have that calming effect, then we'd definitely consider it. But we haven't got that far yet.
And what if one was to join in now with the Kickstarter? I mean, what amounts of money gets them what in terms of... return?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, for £1, we will stroke a cat for you.
Excellent.
That's a very, very simple reward. For £5, we've actually teamed up with the people behind Adblocker, which you might have heard is an internet extension which enables you to replace all the adverts on your browser with pictures of cats.
Good.
So that's a sort of digital version of this. And then going up to £30, we've got a fantastic T-shirt which says cats. To keep kids off rugs, which is a little sort of riff on an old 80s T-shirt that some of your listeners might remember.
Yep.
Going all the way up to £100, where you get your cat on the poster. We'll reserve a little square on one of the posters for your own cat. And then you're in the big leagues, £2,500. You get a whole poster, just your cat, professionally shot by a photographer.
Yep.
We'll come around and do it. That's just immediate cat fame, essentially.
This is an excellent and worthy cause. James, thank you for talking to us. I wish you luck with it. I think this is only the beginning. And in the end, imagine a world where all advertising on the internet, on public transport, on TV, whatever, was just cats. And that is the dream.
It's closer than you think.
That's James. If you'd like to help fund the Citizens Advertising Takeover Service, that's CATS. It's a Kickstarter. CATSnotAds.com is where you'll find the details. Or if you've got a Kickstarter that you would like us to kick up the arse, then get in touch. 87222. Or at Talk Radio. Or just send us a picture of a cat.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Believe. Believe in yourself. In your talents, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up, juggle life with study, keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too. if you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Tradesmen, with Direct Line, you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Your TV's the best day. Your TV's the best day. So open your door. Open your door.
At Asda, you can get a 50-inch Polaroid smart LED TV for just £249. But be warned, it might leave you with a full house this summer. Asda, save money, live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
And good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. 1 minute past three. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Leicester celebrates arrests after a girl's drug death and the Hoff is getting married.
Talk Radio.
The city of Leicester is celebrating after the Foxes' historic Premier League win.
Come on, Leicester boys. Make some crazy noise. Go on.
They beat odds of 5,000 to 1 to be crowned champions last night. Serge from the Banker Sabian has told our sister station TalkSport he still can't get over the victory.
Oh, Leicester winning the Prem, mate. Can you actually believe it's happened? I'm looking at the telly now. I'm still going, what? Is that the gold at the top with the C next to your name? You're like, what is that?
Two people have been arrested by police investigating the death of a 17-year-old girl who'd taken ecstasy. Faye Allen died in hospital after taking a pill at a nightclub in Manchester over the bank holiday weekend. A member of the US Armed Forces has been killed during an attack by the Islamic State group near the Iraqi city of Mosul. The Pentagon says the soldier was helping Peshmerga forces when it happened. Mosul has been in the hands of IS militants since they overran large swathes of northern and western Iraq in 2014. A teaching union has told Talk Radio it doesn't agree with today's so-called kids' strike.
We can't condone the action being taken today, and I think it's a very sad day where parents feel that the best thing to do is to remove their child from a school because they're not confident in what's going on there.
That's Anne Heaver from the Association of Teachers and Lecturers. Thousands of children are spending the day off school in parents' protest at SATS tests for 6- and 7-year-olds in England. The government denies they're putting more stress on pupils. The new interim chief of Constable of South Yorkshire Police says he'll listen to the families of Hillsborough victims. Dave Jones, who's the current chief of North Yorkshire, is planning a review of the force. It comes after the suspension of David Crompton after fresh inquests last week ruled the 96 people killed in the disaster died unlawfully. It's understood 16 Labour members have been suspended while an investigation is carried out into alleged anti-Semitism and racism within the party. Leader Jeremy Corbyn has denied there's a big problem after three councillors were disciplined yesterday over comments they made online. Keith Vaz is the Labour MP for Leicester East.
I do think that the row, the way in which was handled last week, it could have been handled much better. It was a bit of a shambles, I'm afraid. And, you know, it should have been handled better. And now we're on the right track. Let's get a proper inquiry and let's get this done.
And David Hasselhoff has got engaged to his Welsh girlfriend, Hayley Roberts. He popped the question to Hayley, who's 27 years younger than him, during a beachside picnic in Malibu.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A bright day for most, with some sunny spells, a few showers across northern England and northwest Scotland. Warm with highs of 15 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. It's 4 minutes past three. And now the sport, live from a busy train station.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Barclays Premier League champions Leicester City will serve as the ultimate inspiration for others, according to one of their squad members. 12 months ago, Leicester were battling relegation and started this season 5,000 to 1 shots to win the title, an achievement that was confirmed last night. Foxes goalkeeper Mark Schwarzer told TalkSport if his side can do it, anyone can.
It gives every other club in this country, and not only this country, but I think around the rest of the world, hope that, you know, you can break in, you can win the league, you can cause an incredible upset. if you have the right players on board, the right manager, the right mixture, and Leicester have just got it spot on this season. It's been incredible.
Cristiano Ronaldo is fit to play for Real Madrid in tomorrow's Champions League semi-final second leg at home to Manchester City. The former Manchester United forward missed the first leg with a thigh injury. The whole game will be live over on Talk Sport. Finally, Andy Murray begins the defence of his Madrid Open title this evening. He's up against Radek Stepanek in the second round. The whole match is live over on Talk Sport 2. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much, Ben. That's the sport there, live from a busy train station.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is 5 minutes past 3 o'clock. Hello, I am John Holmes, and it is Talk Radio, of course. Also in the news, the bones of King Richard III add congratulations to Leicester. Now, the recently exhumed remains of the Plantagenet, unearthed in a car park in the newly popular city of Leicester, have joined in with congratulating the football team that have won a thing, jumping on the bandwagon in much the same way that politicians and celebrities do on occasions such as this. The old bits of corpse of the War of the Roses star, which were found in Leicester in 2012, tweeted that, like David Cameron and Adele and/or Deck, he, the corpse, was thrilled for the team because he knew it would be reported that he tweeted about it and thus be publicity for him. So also like the likes of David Cameron, Adele and/or Deck wrote the bones of King Richard III, my PR team tweeted on my behalf to make it look like I was still very much part of the zeitgeist despite having been hacked to bits in a field near Bosworth in 1485. If indeed any other dead people tweet about Leicester just to join in, we will of course let you know. Right then, 6 minutes past three, time for the big debate. So then, you've been reading about this, I'm sure, in the newspapers and hearing about it, certainly in Victoria's News. The story today that parents are to take children out of school in protest over stressful year two exams. A petition started by the Let Our Kids Be Kids campaign has been signed by nearly 40,000 people calling on teachers to boycott SATs test for children at the end of year two. A lot of people talking about this, of course, and some saying, not least Andrew, who is on line... not sure what number that is because I didn't pass my SATs test, but Andrew's on the telephone line now, very much thinking we could bring a swift end to this by simply banning children. Andrew, am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Andrew, what's your point of view here? I mean, how would banning children help?
Well, I think it's very much in the dilemma itself. I'm not saying that these tests aren't stressful for children. Yeah. I'm saying that children are completely useless. Of course tests are going to be stressful for them. Yeah. They serve no purpose whatsoever. They don't go to work. They can't make dinner for their families.
Yep.
They just add no benefit to society whatsoever. So just get rid of them.
They're a drain. They're a drain.
Absolutely.
They're a drain. Okay, I've got Frank on the other line, has the opposing point of view. He thinks we should keep children. They're not. You don't think they're a drain, Frank?
Good evening, John. No, they're definitely not a drain. I regularly take my child to work with me.
Yes.
He's great at decorating. He can cut in better than most of the 21-year-old labourers out there.
Yep.
He can dig holes fantastically.
Yep.
He's great at laying tarmac. He can do railings. Bring the kids on.
Right, he's great at laying tarmac, Andrew.
To be honest, I don't really believe that that's the case.
Yeah.
I don't think that one child could lay any tarmac. Maybe you've...
Well, excuse me, Andrew, but you find it.
Frank, let Andrew have his say, then we'll come back to you, Frank.
there's just no evidence there. Can you imagine the child getting playing out tarmac without trying to jump up and down it like it's a puddle and getting stuck?
Yeah, yeah. So you're overall, then, I mean, that's just... I mean, you're obviously sick of seeing children trapped in tarmac. And that, you know, and that's, well, again, as we all don't need me to tell you this, but that's what causes a lot of problems on our roads, of course, is children being trapped in tarmac, that they've laid themselves very badly. But, I mean, if we ban all children, which, Andrew, is, I think is what you're saying, I mean, you're essentially saying that Whitney Houston was wrong.
Yes.
She said, I believe, I'm quoting here from Whitney Houston, she said, I believe the children are our future, treat them well and let them lead the way. And Andrew, that's your worst case scenario, isn't it?
Well, and also it's categorically untrue, because I know for a fact, for me, that being a child was in the past.
Yeah, he's got a point, hasn't he, Frank? Being a child is in the past. Whitney Houston really, really was badly informed.
No, the kids are the future. If we lead the way for the kids can then be the proper future, and then they can lead the world and go meet the aliens.
Well, for a start, you're leaping way into the future there. I mean, we don't know technically whether there are aliens. I mean, that's a debate for another day. But, Frank, let me ask you how old you are, if you don't mind, Frank.
I'm 40.
Right, you're 40. Well, look, isn't it not right, though, what Andrew says is that your childhood was in the past.
No, I'm still a great big child at heart.
You're right.
That's the wife. I'm always playing games.
Playing games.
Practical jokes, you name it,
yeah.
I'm down with the kids.
Tig in the bedroom. Andrew, I've got a text coming in. Let me share it with you. We don't need children. This is agreeing with you, Andrew. We don't need children. If there's a scenario where children are needed, let adults dress as them. See Wee Jimmy Cranky. I mean, what do you think of that? Do you think that's a solution? I mean, there are scenarios when we might need children, and I'm thinking of the obvious, which is getting to the front of the queue when boarding a plane. Is it acceptable to dress adults as children in the event that we get rid of all children?
Yeah, I mean, if it's necessary, why not? Because at least then you've got the facilities of someone being a child, but also you need an adult straight away. They can take all that stuff off and stand up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, do you think, Frank, that's a point, isn't it? I mean, do we need children really? I mean, all they really are good for, and I'm just playing devil's advocate, but all children are good for is getting parents to the front of the queue when boarding a plane.
No, I've never seen that happen, ever.
Right.
Elderly people, yes, but not children. Children generally get shoved to the back, kicked all over because they're screaming, so people don't want them on the plane first.
Well, they don't want them there, but they're sometimes... Go on, carry on.
But for me, the kids screaming and shouting and running around, yep. Get them sat down on those planes first.
Well, let me put this to you. In Sweden, they have trialled no children. In Sweden, right? They had a month where they took all of the children out of Sweden with a sort of Pied Piper-style figure that just led all the children out of Sweden to neighbouring Norway, and Sweden just tried to go for a month without children. And what happened is, this is interesting, because adults went to school instead and were much better at stuff, so the education figures in Sweden went up as a result of that, and surely that's what we want in this country. That's what the whole argument's about, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. Sweden are always ahead of us in these kind of things.
Yeah.
And you have to also accept that the children they've taken away,
yeah,
children are generally morally worse than adults.
Yes.
If you imagine me as an adult just screaming my head off just so someone will pay me attention,
yeah,
that's the most selfish thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're doing now, though, Andrew?
Sorry?
Isn't that what you're doing now, screaming because nobody else will give you attention?
No, because I've already got the attention, so I'm screaming for other people's benefit.
Yeah.
So I think that's okay.
Well, that's bringing another argument, isn't it? I mean, you know, there are a lot of people saying you should, if you scream, that doesn't entitle you to get other people's benefits. So, you know, you've got to consider that. Okay, no children. Let me put this scenario again. No children, so instead there are adults in sweatshops making popular trainers for no money. And that's fine, isn't it?
The trainers would be so much better. Have you tried wearing clothes made by children? They
exactly.
Fall apart in weeks.
Exactly, yeah. And it's fine to exploit an adult in a sort of, Indonesian, just throwing any old country in there, but Indonesian sweatshop. You know, it's much better that an adult is in those inhumane conditions. I'm not saying it's right that they are, but I'm saying it's better than having a child in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, in the sweatshop kind of sense, yes.
Yeah.
When you're talking about children in general and looking out for the children,
yeah,
and the fact that we need a future, and just think of all the fun we have making children.
Well, that is a good point, isn't it? I mean, at what point, Andrew, do you stop them? I mean, do you have the children then, like Sweden, just move them to a neighbouring country as an experiment? I mean, look, this is a conversation that's going to obviously run and run. Do get involved. Thank you very much. That was Andrew and Frank, by the way. Andrew, let me you first. Can you end the? Can you sum up the debate for me in one word, Andrew?
Contraception.
And Frank, same to you.
Teachers.
Thank you. So if you have a point of view on whether or not, like Sweden, we should move all of the children out of the country to a neighbouring country for a trial, and therefore adults will go to school instead and the results will be much better, like Sweden's, then and all the other, you know, attendant issues around this emotive subject, then do get in touch. 87222. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you like.
Thanks very much. Rod, 3:15. So those lines are open now, depending on how you feel about whether or not we need children anymore. Get in touch. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paints, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau, comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news in Summer Court in Cornwall. The eastbound A30, which was blocked at the turn for Newquay, has reopened. No change, though, in Arundel in West Sussex. Both sides, the A27 closed near the Ford Road roundabout for the recovery of a serious accident. An accident on Guildford's Hogs Back. The A31 is causing westbound queues towards Guildford. Northamptonshire's A43 through Broughton is still closed both ways between the Kettering and Northampton roads. And an accident on Greater Manchester's clockwise M60 is causing queues towards the Equus interchange. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
18 minutes past 3 o'clock. Would you like to win some meat?
I'd be all right with that.
You're not eligible. Oh. Would you like to win some meat? If you would, you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb, for we have some to give away before 4 o'clock here on the programme. In a game, a forthcoming local elections celebratory game of banned or stupidly named constituency. If you would like to play on the radio against work experience Rudd.
Hi.
You can get in touch right now. We will call you back. If you express an interest to play, we will call you back. You can express that interest via 87222.
Start your message with the word tour.
There. That's all you can use. Do that. 87222. We will call you back if you express the interest, and you could be on the radio playing band or stupidly named constituency against Rudd, who, for the meantime, in the meanwhile, during the meanwhile time, has some reactions that have been coming in.
Yeah, we've got this one's coming from Carla on Twitter. Yep. She says, kids are worse than the Ubergrants, and that is saying something.
Yeah, the Ubergrants.
And Jessica, also on Twitter, says, kids just scream and stare at people and have probably caused the sugar tax by making their mums buy sweets. I should point out in her tweet, she spelled there as in the possessive, T-H-E-R-E, and buy sweets, she spelt it B-Y, so...
Thanks for pointing that out. Make Britain like casinos or 18 films. Don't let children in. Have people on the door. Stopping children coming in.
Or roller coasters.
Or roller coasters. It's not a height thing, though, Rudd, is it?
Yeah.
You see, because what about...
you.
Have you seen any of the news, Dave? Have you seen any of the news today?
In the last half an hour.
Have you seen any of the news?
I thought I saw a bit of the news fly past the window, but it wasn't. Just turned out to be a bird.
Right. Rudd, have you seen any of the news
today? I think I might have seen the same bird, actually.
Bird.
Although mine was kind of like, it was very large and falling downwards. So
I think you saw a suicide. I've seen the news, and it's quite complicated.
It is. Yeah. You know what?
What?
I cannot get my head around it.
Well, handily, there's a way round it for you. And that's in the form of Japanese poetry. The news in the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Riders left dangling off of Alton Towers ride. They're just hanging out.
The news in haikus. And now it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Here we go, then. 22 minutes past 3 o'clock, Diversity Paper Review. If you're regular, you'll know that that we are the most diverse programme in world broadcasting by having a different diversity each day reviewing the papers. We welcome another diversity. She's been here before. She's back again. Which diversity are you?
I am the Yasmin Brown diversity.
Thank you very much. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, off of Drive Time. Off of Fridays and yesterday.
I like that music, by the way.
It's good, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's not, as Talk Radio's head of diversity, I have to point out, it's not very ethnic.
No, but as Talk Radio's head of music, it's the one I chose.
Fair enough. Mm. Ooh, I thought Ian was head of music. You might have a bit of a fight on your hands there.
Is he proclaiming himself head of music?
Yep.
Who's Ian?
Ian of the Lee. Ian, Massive Racist Lee.
Oh, Ian.
Well, I declare myself head of music on the first day.
Ooh.
And my show was before his.
Ah, fair enough.
So I win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am happy to fight him.
He did. I haven't heard last night's show, but apparently it was very funny. He was singing Ebony and Ivory.
So he's head of diversity as well.
There you go.
Well, he's taken all of our head jobs. Yeah. Anyway. Right, what are you reviewing, Yasmin Khan?
Well, I'd like to start today's diversity review with a quote.
Please do.
I had a saying, you don't get married because you want to live with someone. You get married because you can't live without them. I felt that way. I knew that I was really unhappy without her. I waited to propose because I thought I was too old for her. And that quote is from The Hoff. The Hoff is engaged, people. Oh, yes. 63-year-old David Hasselhoff is to get married to his 36-year-old Welsh girlfriend, Hayley Roberts.
Well, you know, I mean, well done.
I mean, for starters.
Brutally. but, I mean, I don't know. I haven't followed his love life. I mean, the only thing I know about the Hoff, apart from you know, Baywatch,
yeah,
is that video of him crawling across the floor while drunk trying to eat a burger.
He was having a great day.
Yeah,
that, day.
That wasn't a good day, no. Was it, for him? That's all I really know of him. Is it? So how long has he been romancing?
Quite a while. I think a couple of years. But, you know, there's a lovely photo of them together. And she said she wasn't expecting it. It was an emotional moment. It was a romantic proposal during a beachside picnic in Malibu. So, you know, Leicester is celebrating, the Hoff is celebrating.
Yeah, oh, that's nice in a way, doesn't it?
It's nice.
Yeah. What's nice. That's the red. I associate red with him as well, due to those trunks.
Oh, yeah, red, orange.
Yeah, so yeah. That's the red and the blue.
Yeah.
In many ways. And if you don't get more diverse than that either, do you?
No.
What's the Hoff, apart from courting publicity and a woman 27 years his junior, what's he.
Good, very fast maths there, by the way.
Thanks very much. What's he. Oh, that's SATs tests.
You went to school and everything. Yeah.
What's he? No, I just heard Victoria say it earlier. What's he doing now, the Hoff? What's he? Does
he's,
he? Say,
he's just hoffing about.
Just hoffing. He doesn't need to do anything.
He doesn't need to do a lot.
Can I look at the picture?
Fair.
I haven't seen.
Yes, it's a lovely photo. I'm going to turn the screen around so you can see. Yeah, I mean, she looks 36. You know, or if not younger, he doesn't look his age.
He is punching above his weight there, though, isn't he?
It's
let's be brutally honest.
Yeah, she's a very attractive lady.
Well, you know, yes.
Yes, and he's, you know.
And he's very rich, so.
Oh, John, what are you suggesting?
What? I'm suggesting anything.
I think it's true love.
Would you, with the Hoff, be honest?
No.
Right, fine.
No.
Just checking.
Before I move on to the next story, can I ask you a question about your meat?
Please do.
I'd like to know, John Holmes, is your meat, or can it be, kosher or halal? Obviously, as Talk Radio's head of diversity, I need to check these things.
Do you know what? I say it can, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm absolutely confident that that's a possibility. If you'd like to win some meat and you'd like kosher or halal meat,
you've got halal.
Then we can take care of that.
You've got kosher meat.
Yeah, we can do that.
That's good. I just wanted to check that.
No, and it's well worth checking, actually, as head of diversity.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
And again, as head of diversity, is your meat, is there the potential for it to be vegetarian meat?
You can have a box of organic veg.
Love that.
That is also on the prize list.
Like that very
but no
much.
One's ever gone for it.
What's the most popular meaty option?
Lamb.
Lamb at this time of year.
Yeah.
Certainly. By some in the winter, beef. At the moment, lamb. Chickens are sort of just hangs on in there.
I like a bit of organic chicken. Would you like another story?
Yes, I would.
I've gone beyond the headlines, as you've noticed. I'm delving deep here. A man has lost £175,000 worth of cash and valuables from his hand luggage during a flight into Hong Kong.
I read about this, yes. They think there's a mid-air gang.
Yes, it's like organised crime.
Yes.
He was a Turkish watch merchant flying in economy class from Dubai. Now,
that's his own fault.
I'm not suggesting that you get a better class of customer in, you know.
Better class of thief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why, if you've got that much wonga on you, would you be flying in economy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never gone business when I've had to pay for it, clearly, because it's simply not worth it.
No.
I've only ever done it when other people have paid. But it's once you've done it, it is hard to go back.
I've once turned left on a plane.
Yeah.
Just the once.
Yeah.
When I was flying to New York. But work paid. Not here,
no.
I hasten to add.
You wouldn't get a plane from here.
No, you can get an oyster fare, to be honest. But it was, it's very hard to turn right once you've turned left.
It is. But so are you saying he deserved it?
No, he was an economy poor man. But what I don't understand is people who carry that much on them. If I had that much on me in hand luggage, I wouldn't put it in the overhead locker. I would basically have it, you know, in my pockets, in my pants, wherever you could put it on your person, basically.
Well, would you, I mean, because the story is, isn't it, that someone, he was asleep, and someone else noticed someone rifling through his bag.
Yeah, this is the thing.
And reported, but then when the police came on the plane and searched everybody, they didn't find the money.
Mm.
So they think it's a gang working, so he gave it to someone else and so on and so forth. Because there have been several instances of this, apparently.
Yes, it's increasing, apparently.
So your advice, put money in pants.
Put money in pants, and if you're transporting expensive watches, wear them.
Yeah.
Even if they're for someone else, just wear the damn things
so
they don't get
home.
Nicked. Yeah.
Good. All right, fine.
There you go.
Anything else very quickly?
Very briefly, some of the pictures in today's papers, The Mirror carrying a story about May Day mayhem on the streets of Newcastle as clubbers hit the toon. And basically it's just an excuse for a series of photographs about very drunk people.
Ah, this time of year, it's traditional.
With head in bin.
Yes, good.
Another lady with broken heel.
Yeah, good. Is there lady in gutter with legs askance?
Yes.
That's a classic,
and,
isn't it?
And upper portion of body almost dipping out, as it were.
Yes, indeed. Are they, funny, yeah. Isn't it, how they mostly go for the women the in there? In this,
there is a gentleman who is on the cobbles with his sort of pants showing. So, yes. Great picture story.
Excellent, thank you. I think you've summed up Britain. So, thank you very much, Yasmeen, for the Diversity Paper Review. Pleasure as always. You're back on Friday, presumably, for your thing.
Yes.
Great. Fine. Okay, it's 3:29. As I say, your chance to win some meat. It could be diversity meat. Oh, it could be a box of organic veg. Your choice, if you'd like to. Then we'll be playing a game of banned or stupidly named constituency after the news which Victoria has in her mouth.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Finance experts claim Leicester's Premier League win could be worth up to £50 million more to the club this year alone. Celebrations are continuing in the city with fans cheering the team as they went for lunch at an Italian restaurant. Keith Vaz, Labour MP for Leicester East, has told Talk Radio it was incredible last night.
It was ecstatic yesterday evening outside the King Power Stadium. When I arrived there were two people there because Tottenham were 2-0 up. And by the end of the match, there must have been between 2,000 and 3,000 people who all came out to the King Power Stadium. And I have never seen such celebrations.
Two people have been arrested after a teenage girl who took an ecstasy tablet on a night out in Greater Manchester died. Faye Allen suffered a reaction to a form of the drug known as MasterCard. Islamic State forces in Iraq have killed an American soldier. US troops were advising Kurdish forces near the city of Mosul when they came under attack. MP Naz Shah has stepped down from her position on the Home Affairs Select Committee, while claims she made anti-Semitic comments are investigated. She was suspended from the Labour Party last week. And Major Tim Peakes is playing with fire in space has been the coolest part of his scientific mission so far. The British astronaut has spent the last 4 months on board the International Space Station. The weather mostly dry tonight, although cloud will thicken in the northwest with some light rain arriving by dawn. Feeling mild with lows of 8 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. No. No, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's Talk Radio. We'll play Band or Thing next.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Just ahead of a game of Band or Thing, which, by the way, is stupidly named constituency. Rudd's got some of your reactions that have been coming in. Rudd, who's been reacting on 87222?
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on... Yep. What's coming in?
Let's see. We've got... Yeah. Hi, John. I put my tea down about 20 minutes ago, and now it's cold. I just blame the Uber grunts.
Yes.
It's a very strong
reaction. Uber grunts, of course.
Hashtag Uber grunts, if you want to get in touch. And this one just says, a man came up to me and took all my teacups today, and I don't know when the local councils will address the mugging epidemic.
Right, then. It's just ahead of our... banned or stupidly named constituency quiz. It's well, I don't know whether you've seen any more of the news since I last asked you about 15 minutes ago, producer Dave.
I have.
I mean, you've been. I saw you walk out of the room,
wandered out,
and I didn't. Yeah,
I saw into the a Talk Sport person. I don't. Yes. I try not to look at them.
Yes,
I saw Cass,
Asprod Cass
yeah. through the glass. Yeah, saw Marta.
Yeah.
And then I saw Yasmin as she was walking out.
Yeah.
And she had just done some news.
Yeah, but did you?
Was a little. Oh, I thought there was a little trail of news behind her, but no. I think she'd discharged it all in here.
Fine.
So, to sum up, John.
Like a slug.
Yeah, well, exactly. It leaves a news trail. No, not seen any news.
Rod, have you seen any news?
I haven't. I mean, I've literally just been looking at this wall since you last spoke to me, so. There's no news on the wall.
No.
So, haven't seen
well, that. You know, the thing is, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, because I saw some a while ago when I was a kid. I saw some news, and I couldn't get my little baby head around it.
No, well, allow us to help you, because this is where we can simplify the news down to its purest form. The art and the medium, of course, of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables, here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, the news in haikus.
Edsec Nikki Moore. Gun must need her head tested, which is ironic.
The news in haikus. Meat. Is what we're about to give away. Should the person on the other end of this telephone want to win some meat? There's also the option of organic veg, because we are about to play a game, a local elections at the end of this week's celebratory game of banned or stupidly named constituency. Let's find out who, out of the thousands of people trying to play, has been picked at random from the system, and is on the telephone now. Hello, person on the telephone now. Hello, hello, person on the telephone now.
Hi, John.
Hello, who's that?
It's Michael.
Michael, where are you calling from, Michael?
I'm calling from London, London.
From London, in London. London's glittering London. What do you do in London, Michael?
I work in property maintenance.
Property maintenance. Okay, fine. Yeah. And what was the what's the most recent property you've maintained?
Stanford Street, which is not too far from you, I don't think.
Really? What sort of property was it?
It's minor repairs in a block of flats.
Minor repairs in a block of flats. All right,
best sort of repairs.
They are the best sort of repairs. If you're going to have repairs,
you want a minor one.
You want a minor one. Unless, of course, you are Michael, in which case, presumably, Michael, you get paid more for a major repair.
Well, it depends how long the minor repair takes.
Ah, good. While you're going along, can you just add a couple of more bits that need repairing, you know? Just like a...
Well, there are certain complications, maybe.
Yeah. Do you sort of, at any point, look at what you're repairing, and then look at the householder, and then suck air over your teeth in the sort of...
some things take longer than you generally think.
Yeah. What's the longest repair?
A number of hours, maybe.
Yeah, I know, but what...
Number?
I mean, specific...
No.
Do you want to put a number on it?
Well, maybe if you need something to dry, that it could take days.
Yeah.
Let's say days.
Okay, days. It's a day. All right. And how long have you been doing property maintenance?
About 5 years, maybe now.
5 years, all right, fine. Okay, well, that's the banter over with. Let's enter the realm of quiz. Now, what meat would you choose should you were to score highly enough?
Could I take lamb, please?
The popular lamb. The popular spring-based lamb.
Popular lamb.
Of course, popular lamb, thank you. Of course you, mate. Now, the forthcoming elections, of course, coming up, local elections. These are a list of bands or genuine, and I mean they are genuine, stupidly named constituencies around Britain. All you got to do is tell me band or constituency. You'll be playing against Rudd.
Hi.
Are you ready to play, Michael?
Yes.
Are you ready to play Rudd?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. So we're playing band or stupidly named constituency. Producer Dave is keeping score.
Ahoy, hoy.
All right, then. Alphabetical order, of course, Michael and Rudd. Rudd first. Moose Hill. Moose Hill.
Constituency?
No, it's a band from Tokyo. Ah, Moose Hill. Blubber House. Michael, Blubber House.
Band.
No, is a constituency. Blubberhouse is a genuine constituency. Angel East.
That's got to be a constituency.
It's a band.
Oh, my... Okay.
Angel East. Michael, Sheepy Magna. Sheepy Magna.
Band.
Is a constituency. It's, I think it's in the Midlands. Constituency, Sheepy Magna. Not doing very well so far. Bedford Falls.
You know what? I think it's a constituency. I want to say band.
It's a band.
Yep.
That is right. Yeah, they're from Swansea. Band or constituency? Fingering hoe.
I hope it's a band.
Or something Cass does in a spare time. No, you're right. It's no, you're wrong. It's a constituency. It's a fingering hoe. Where is it, Cass? Where's fingering hoe?
It's kind of near Essex-ish.
Thank you. That's Cass Ho there. Tin Pan South.
Band.
Is a band, is the right answer from Nashville. Virginia North. Michael.
Constituency.
Is a band, Virginia North. Go West.
Band?
Yes, from before you were born. Given you were born 4 years ago, that's not difficult. Go West. Band or constituency? Nobber. Nobber.
Constituency.
Can't call him that.
Is a band from Ireland. Phantom Sands.
Oh.
Phantom Sands.
You know what? YOLO constituency.
Is a band.
Who's about it?
Pepper Sands. Michael.
Constituency.
Is a band from Vancouver. Oh. Bobby Sands.
Band.
No, an IRA hunger striker. Thrash... no points. Thrash Bush.
Constituency.
Yes.
Hey.
Sunderland.
Constituency.
It's both. There is a band called Sunderland. Half a point.
Do I get 2 points?
No. Michael, band or constituency? Cockbridge.
Constituency.
Right, answer. Warehouse District.
Band.
Yes.
Woo!
Band or constituency? Bummers Hill.
Band.
No, constituency. It's in Hertfordshire. Bummers Hill is in Hertfordshire. Ring of Kerry.
Band?
Constituency. Oh. And finally, band or constituency? Muffworthy.
Constituency.
Is the right answer. Producer Dave.
Ah.
What are the scores?
A late surge from Michael there.
Really?
0 points for most of the game.
Yes.
But
yes.
Scored four at the end.
Four.
And unfortunately, due to the Sunderland fiasco, Rudd scored 4.5.
Oh, which means
which
that...
Which means Michael's the winner!
Michael, congratulations! Michael, you are the winner! But we've got to find out whether or not that's enough points for you to win the meet.
Mm.
So, Dave, if you can... you'll have to just check the system.
Check the system, don't worry.
Bear with us, Michael, because we're just going to check the system.
May it take a long... May take a while.
Well, it's, the thing is, it's quite a slow
system.
System,
isn't it?
Just checking the system.
Microsoft Windows 95?
3.1, actually.
But weirdly, we're running it on a Spectrum.
Yeah.
So it's still the best bit of equipment in this studio.
Oh, yeah. Just a bit in the abacus.
Just checking the system. Just bear with the system. It's quite a slow system.
System's done, guys.
Is it?
Yeah. System says...
Now, Michael had...
4 points.
4 points. And he wants to win genuinely, because a lot of people think we don't really give away meat, but we really do.
Mm.
He wants to genuinely win the lamb. Is 4 points enough to win the lamb?
John?
Yeah.
He's won the lamb!
Congratulations, Michael. You are a lamb winner. Well done. Go away now. Right, it's 20. Just gone 20 to 4. Still to come. There's what?
Sam Delaney.
Fine, we'll do that.
And we're doing our texts still, aren't we?
We have many, many. If you still want to get in some football and music mashup texts, then be my guest. 8-7-2-2. The other thing with Twitter on
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? So it's Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Your TV's the best day. Your TV's the best day. So open your door. Open your door.
At Asda, you can get a 50-inch Polaroid smart LED TV for just £249. But be warned, it might leave you with a full house this summer. Asda. Save money, live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
North Yorkshire's southbound A1M is heavy towards a vehicle fire near Bramham. One lane's out between junctions 44 and 43. The clockwise M60 in Greater Manchester is queuing towards an accident near the Eccles interchange. Northamptonshire's A43 through Broughton remains closed both ways between the Kettering and the Northampton roads following a serious accident there. There's an accident on the eastbound M4 in Berkshire near Reading. One lane's closed off between junctions 11 and 10. And no change in Arundel in West Sussex. The A27's closed because of a serious accident at the Ford Road roundabout. I'm Jarena Adams.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's 3:46. Listening to the programme, I don't know, hours ago when we started it.
How?
You'll be aware that I said that I was listening to some radio today, and I'd heard on other radio stations, because of the big Leicester win, they were playing, it was Radio 2, they were playing bands from Leicester, right? Just Leicester-based music in what they called a Leicester Fiesta. But I was intrigued as to how many actual bands you could... You can't fill a day on the radio with bands from Leicester. You've got Kasabian.
Yep. Shawaddy Waddy.
Shawaddy.
Corner Shot.
Shawaddy Waddy. Can you do that now?
No.
Okay.
As well you know.
Well, I don't see why. I mean...
Immediately.
Corner Shop, Ian Lee's favourite band. Ian Lee the Racist on the Pointless Celebrities. Google it, because I'm not explaining what that is. They're from Leicester. Engelbert Humperdinck, he's from Leicester. The band Basement Queen. Jack. Queen from Leicester?
Yeah. All of them. All famously.
Basement Jacks.
Basement Jacks, correct. Who my friend once did the catering for.
Oh, yeah, we've heard this story, haven't
we? Yeah, he did. Once did the catering for.
Fun.
Well, no, he was. I was doing a radio show on a different radio station, and it was BBC Six Music, and he was doing the catering for Basement Jacks at a festival.
Yeah,
and then he came on the phone. I got him on the phone to talk about backstage catering at a festival, and then we got listeners to suggest what he should do to Basement Jacks' food.
Right,
I can't tell you what it was.
Oh dear.
But either way, let's put it this way. Basement Jacks have eaten a piece of my friend Mike.
Oh, no.
It's not the story that needed telling, is it?
Well, no. So, anyway, today we were going to do football/music-related texting, and lots came in that we haven't managed to read out yet because we haven't got time. Earlier, things like Real gone Madrid... Deacon Blue, strong, wasn't it? Liverpool McCartney. Yeah. Goals allowed. corner flag. Ian Lee.
Hull City Rollers.
Who sent that?
That was from... It was on Twitter.
Oh, fine. Good. But lots coming in. Thank you. What have you got over there, Dave? Anything?
Yes. Gary on Twitter said... Suarez seems to be the hardest word.
That is very strong.
Very good.
Very, very, very good.
Cheryl said, go West Ham.
Yes. Go West. Okay, yeah.
Gunners and Roses.
Yes.
Free Rizzle Kicks.
Yes, I've got that one here.
Yes. Yeah.
Super referee Animals. Ronnie sent that in.
I like Tina Turner's Simply George Best from Gary on Twitter.
Good. Art Scarfunkel.
What's
a football scarf?
Scar. Oh.
It's a football scarf, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's not the most football-y thing.
Football scarf.
Michael Bolton Wanderers.
Very strong.
That's very good. Thanks, Tom.
Blackpool FC Sabbath.
Not so good, is it?
if you say Blackpool Sabbath, then that, yeah, it kind of puts emphasis.
Stoke Ono.
Aston Village people.
Yes. Soft Celtic. Good.
Ray Charlton Athletic.
Yeah, good. Anyway, that's what happened today. So, well done.
That was good, wasn't it? I thought I won any of that. I wrote down and then didn't say because I thought you'd say it was rubbish. But I'm going to say it just before we go. Is that right?
Yep.
The Smiths guitarist, Johnny Barcelona.
Don't encourage him.
Thanks, Fred.
Oh, you know CC Peniston?
Yeah.
CC Penalty.
It's good when you have to make sure we know what the thing is first. Well, House of the Rising Sunderland FC.
Okay, right, so that was our texting for Leicester today. Paul Ross did one this morning, didn't he? Did you hear that on Paul Ross's show this morning?
No.
Did you hear Paul Ross's texter?
Didn't hear it, of course I didn't hear it. I don't get up that early.
What was it? It said on Twitter, didn't it? Yeah, go on, yeah. Find it.
Now that Leicester have won the Premier League, Paul Ross wants to know.
Yeah.
Finish that sentence.
What Leicester is?
What's the
dogging scene in Leicester?
Now that Leicester have won the Premier League, Paul Ross wants to know the greatest thing that's ever happened to you.
I've got a new texter.
Yeah.
For the rest of the afternoon. Sam Delaney can have this.
Yeah.
What's the laziest text idea you've ever had?
What is the laziest thing you've ever done at work?
A radio idea.
What's the laziest thing you've ever done at work?
8-7-2-2
Start your message with the word lazy.
Hey, Sam Delaney.
Hello, hi.
How are you?
Amazed and astonished by how I'm forgiving my colleagues here at Talk Radio. But impressed also. Oh, yeah. I hate to admit it, I'm impressed too.
The good news for you, Sam, is that we never will criticise your texts because we're always in the pub.
Exactly. That's why I'm so happy, yeah.
What are you doing today?
Leicester. have you talked about how the opening scene of the film about Leicester has to be Nigel Pearson's son having a sex act performed on him by a Thai prostitute? That's literally like, that is what is so perfect about this story. It literally began less than a year ago in a knocking shop in Thailand with the racist offspring of the then manager. Like, literally, in that moment, the last thing on his mind was, in the next few seconds, I'm going to commit an act of racism, sexual racism, that will eventually culminate in Leicester City winning the Premier League. But I'm not exaggerating. That's actually what happened.
It's
a moment of we've all said mad things while on the point of sexual ecstasy. It's almost the main moment in which you will make completely ludicrous promises to people, often to yourself. You'll have strange ideas that only moments later seem like you hate yourself for even having those contemplations. Anyway, this guy, he's thought, I've paid for this. I feel quite bad about myself, but at the same time, I'm having a good time. Oh my God. Oh my God. I think I'm going to be racist. And he was racist, and then someone filmed it, and then it set off a chain of events whereby he got sacked. His dad then resigned in protest at his son being sacked for being a sex worker using racist professional sportsmen, as if like, oh, what? professional sportsmen aren't allowed to go with prostitutes and be racist to them anymore. What's the world coming to?
2016.
It's PC madness gone mad. Incidentally, Julia Hartley Brewer did that as a phone-in today. And like then, they've hired a new manager, and the new manager has taken them on to this improbable victory. But none of it would have happened
without
had he not done that.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a great opening scene of any movie.
For me, you can trace back every great event in history to exactly a similar situation.
Sort of
it will all
sexist.
Have started
Archduke
like that.
Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Archduke Ferdinand.
Exactly.
Franz Ferdinand famously fell out with a disgruntled, I think it was a disgruntled Serbian pimp.
Yes, that's right.
Who shot him.
He was following his car because he'd been curb crawling across that bridge.
Yeah, or there was some sort of mix-up where he'd paid using a credit card but then immediately cancelled the payment, which is just not on.
Yeah.
And so he got shot. And next thing you know, World War One. World War One, and then in turn, World War Two.
You've got to be careful what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. So,
well, we look forward to
we'll
that.
We'll be looking
as a
into that. Yeah, the historical links between
maybe
that kind
of text. Our text tomorrow could be, what's the best thing that's ever happened as a result of a stupid thing you've said during sex?
Yeah.
See if we can top this one.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I should have done this morning.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever contemplated
during
Congress?
I see a breakfast man leaning through a window shouting, "Full set breakfast!"
Anything else?
The name Full Set Breakfast was dreamt up by someone in marketing at Talk Radio during sexual congress with a sex worker. They've been trying to think for ages, what should we call the Paul Ross breakfast show? That every breakfast show's been used, every like name for a breakfast show's been used.
Yeah.
He went, "Don't leave it with me, I'm going to get there.
I'll get you something."
And he thought, usually when I've got creative block, what really helps is I go and visit a prostitute. and it kind of helped, depending on what your perspective is on the title Full Set Breakfast, which, as I know, you've discussed
many
quite,
times
quite rigorously.
Yeah. And we still don't know what it is, obviously.
Well, now at least you know the origins.
Yeah. What else you got coming up? Or is it all Leicester
things? No, schools. So there is those kids have gone on strike, which I think is wonderful. Primary school children have gone on strike today. My daughter, I forgot, they've basically gone on strike. The parents have kept them out of school, or maybe the children themselves have made a political stance on this.
It would be good to see kids with placards outside school gates,
yes,
just demanding.
I've seen a kid on Facebook with a placard saying, it said, "Nicky Morgan, you are a pronoun." Which I don't, is way over my head.
Yeah.
But in much the same way I'll laugh at Radio 4 comedies from time to time, I sort of chuckled to myself.
Yeah, no, that's good. And also that means that kid knows what a pronoun is and thus pass the SATs test.
Yes. But anyway, so they're out of school. We'll be talking to some parents who have kept their kids out of school today. My daughter, Coco, is off school ill, although spurious claim of illness. I am dressing it up as a political statement. It was a fortuitous coincidence because I'd forgotten about this protest. But I'll sort of very much, I'll blindly attach myself to any vaguely liberal cause.
Yeah.
Like, not because I understand it, but because, you know, it kind of makes me look cool. And so it's quite fortuitous that my daughter feigned illness to get
the rest
off.
Of the school off?
Or I don't know. Some
is
of them
it just
are,
her?
Some of them aren't.
Oh, okay. Just
some parents who are particularly radical and militant and hate the government will keep their kids home today. Not all of them will. I would have forgotten to, but as it happens...
I didn't even cross my mind.
As it happens, my daughter's ill, so I can now posture and say, yeah, well, of course I didn't send them to school because I'm protesting against something to do with education policy.
Yeah.
Not quite sure what.
More hard-hitting, insightful news coverage coming up.
But don't ever forget, listeners, I have guests who know about these subjects, and that's why I don't need to.
There's a multitude of sins. Right, okay, we'll be back tomorrow then, 1 till 4 with your afternoon show on Talk Radio. Sam Delaney is next.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.